This message, Demonology, Physical Realm, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Monday afternoon, June 8, 1953, at the Roberts Park Amphitheater in Connersville, Indiana, USA. Lumbigo, ogwamatimoni, esigabeni mzimba, ngomfowethu, William Marion Branham, wachunyayelwa ngomvulo ntambama, ngoHlangula 8, 1953, eRoberts Park Amphitheater, eConnersville, Indiana, USA.
This is the first time I've ever did it in any of my meetings since I've been on the field. This is a new time.
Manjengi, lesi isikhathi sokuqala esengake ngakwenza kuloba yiphi imhlangano yami kusukela ngaba senkundleni. Lesi isikhathi esitsha.
Brother Baxter is gone and Brother Bosworth in India or in Africa. Brother Baxter, I don't know where he's at. He's gone somewhere. And the rest of them's out and gone.
Umfowethu Baxter kaseko, futhi umfowethu Bosworth use India, kumbe eAfrika, futhi umfowethu Baxter ngangikwazi lapha khona uhambe kwenye indawo, futhi iningi labo liphumile futhi bahamba.
And Billy and I are here alone, so we're just having a great time, this rice, playing and eating.
Futhi uBilly lam silapha sisodwa. Ngakho siba nje lesikhathi sihle siyavuka nje sihlinze njalo sidle.
So we kind of feel like it maybe we can with the help of the Lord
we could carry the meeting right on to yourself.
Ngakho sizwa sengathi mhlawumbe singa ngosizo lwenkosi singathwala umhlangano size siyephutsha ngokwethu.
That's the reason I'm glad to see go over a little bit. For that one reason I believe the Lord will help us do it.
Yiso isizathu ngithokoza ukukubona kusiya nje kancinyane ngaleso sizathu esisodwa. Ngiyakholwa inkosi izasisiza sikwenze.
Now, you know, I love my management. I have some lovely brethren, Bosworth, Baxter, Lindsay, Moore, all got five of them, Baron Bonnenberg.
Manje, liyakwazi kule, ngiyathanda abaphathi bami. Ngilabazalwane abahle Bosworth, Baxter, Lindsay, Moore, bonke ngilabahlani babo Baron von Blumberg.
They're just very fine men, but there's just something about when you get a group of men together, one has one thing, one has another, sometimes that's contrary to what I think myself.
Bangamadoda amahle kodwa kulenye into mayelana lapho uhlanganisa iqembu lamadoda ndawonye. Omunye ulenye into omunye uleyinye kwesinye isikhathi ngiphikisana le ngucabangayo ngokwami.
So, I feel like I'm just free now. We can just have a big time. Just roll up our sleeves and just dive in and eat.
Ngakho ngizwa ngani nje ngikhululekile kathesi. Singaba lesikhathi esikhulu nje ukuthi sigoqe nje imkhono yethu futhi siphudlukele phakathi futhi sidle.
I think about rolling up your sleeves and having a big time. My first Bible was nature. I learned God through nature.
Ngiyacabanga ngokugoqa imkhono yakho lokuba lesikhathi esikhulu. IBhayibheli lami lokuqala kwakuyimvelo. Ngafunda uNkulunkulu ngemvelo.
And I love to fish. I love to fish. You like to fish, sonny boy? If you like to fish and love your mother, you're going to make a good boy.
Futhi ngithanda ukuthiya. Ngikuthanda kangakanani ukuthiya. Futhi lawe uthanda ukuthiya ndodana mfanyana. Nxa uthanda ukuthiya futhi uthanda umama wakho uza kuba ngumfana omuhle.
And even my conversion didn't take it all out of me.
Futhi loba lokuguqulwa kwami akuzange kususe konke kimi.
So one day I was up in the mountains of fishing away, just for the benefit of this little boy.
Ngakho, ngolunye usuku, ngangiphezulu ezintabeni ngizithiyela. Manje lokho nje kuluncedo kulumfanyana omncinyane.
And I was fishing up there in the mountains, and for the other little kiddies, of course, sitting around.
Futhi, ngangithiya phezulu ezintabeni. Futhi, lakabanye abantwanyana, abancinyane, yeboke, abahleziyo lapha.
And I was fishing trout, and And oh, it's wonderful in the springtime. I go along there cutting every trout just in the next hole, you know, like that.
Futhi ngangithiya inhlanzi ethiwa yi-trout. Futhi oh, kuyamangalisa ngesikhathi sentwasa. Ngiyahamba ngiqhubeka njengalokho futhi kwakule trout nje egodini elilandelayo. Liyakwazi njengalokho.
Just praising the Lord and having a big time. Shout sometimes, drop my line down.
Futhi nje ngidumisa. Inkosi ngisiba lesikhathi esikhulu ngimemeza. Kwezinye izikhathi ngiphosela intambo yami phansi.
I believe in shouting.
Amen, I sure do. Because I know something gets a hold of me, it just does something to me.
Ngiyakholwa ekumemezeni. Amen. Ngeqiniso ngiyakholwa. Ngoba ngiyakwazi enye into ingangibamba futhi iyenza enye into kimi.
So I've been gone quite a little bit that morning, and when I come back, the strangest thing, there's a lot of bear in the country up there in New Hampshire.
Ngakho, ngangihambile, sengingasekho okwesikhatshanyana. Ngaleyo kuseni futhi lapho ngiphenduka into engajwayelekanga kakhulu kulama bear amanengi elizweni phezulu lapho eNew Hampshire.
I had a little camp up there where I fish at. I had a little old tent setting up, a little old pup tent I've been living in.
Ngile sihonqo esincinyane phezulu lapho engithiya khona. Ngangile tent elidala elincinyane limisiwe itent lemidlwane elidala elincinyane enga ngihlala kilo.
And a black bear is the most mischievous thing there is. So an old mother bear and a couple little cubbies that got in there and had they made havoc of my tent.
Futhi ibhere elimnyama linto engezwayo leyo ekhona. Ngakho umama webhere omdala futhi lemidlwane emibili kwakungene phakathi lapho futhi kwafukuza njani itende lami.
Now what do you think I ought to have done to that bear, little girl back there with that red hair back there? I ought to have got after him really, shouldn't I?
Manje ucabanga ukuthi yini okwakufanele ngikwenze kulelo bear inkazana encinyane ngale elenwele lezo esibomvu. Ngemva ngale bekufanele ukuba ngilixotshanise sibili. Kwakungamelanga yini?
But here's what she done. She come in, she tore my tent down, and she scattered everything out and eat up all my food I had there, and she's just doing fine.
Kodwa nanku lokho elakwenzayo. Langena ladabula itende lami futhi lahlakazela into yonke phandle. Ladla ukudla kwami konke engangilakho khonapho futhi lona lalisenza kahle nje.
So when I come up, away she went, and she squealed to her cubs, and one little cub run off with her, and the other went and run. He just sat there.
Ngakho lapho ngisiza lona nanto libaleka futhi lakhalela imidlwane yalo futhi umdlwane owodwa wabaleka kanye laye futhi omunye awubalekanga wahlala nje khona lapho.
And his back turned to me like this. And he was doing something. Now I didn't have nothing in my hand but a little old hand axe. I've been chopping around with some elders down there.
Wawu ngiflathele njengalokho futhi wawusenza enye into futhi ngangingela lutho esandleni sami kodwa ihloka elincinyane lesandla elidala ngangigamula endaweni izihlahlana phansi lapho.
Well, you know how far is all, I guess, that telephone pole out there, and she sat down.
Awu, wabaleka okungaba kude njengase ngicabangela epolini yefoni phandle le futhi wahlala phansi.
She squealed this little old bear, and he didn't pay attention to it. He just kept sitting.
La khalela kulelo bear elincinyane elidala futhi kalizange laba lendaba lakho. La qhubeka lilokho lihlezi khonapho.
I thought, what's that little fellow doing? I walked up a little closer, and I was afraid to get too close, afraid she'd scratch me. So
ngacabanga kuyini insizwa encane ekwenzayo? Ngasondela kancinyane. Ngangisesaba ukusondela eduzane kakhulu. Ngisesaba ukuthi uzangidlepha ngakho.
I couldn't see a tree and I know she could climb too, so I didn't want to get too close to her because I know the nature of bear.
Angizange ngibone sihlahla futhi ngiyakwazi wayesenelisa ukusikhwela laye. Ngakho futhi ngangizange ngafuna ukusondela eduzane laye ngoba ngiyayazi imvelo bear.
So I went just a little bit closer and you know what happened?
Ngakho ngasengisondela eduzane nje kancane futhi liyazi ukuthi kwenzakalani?
Now, I like pancakes. How many of you boys like pancakes? Oh, boys too. I've seen them put their hands up. We all like pancakes, and I just love them. And I like to pour honey on them.
Manje, ngiyawathanda amakeke epani. Bangaki kini bafana elithanda amakeke epani. Oh, mfana. Oh, ngi. Abafana abadala labo. Ngibabonile bebeka izandla zabo phezulu. Sonke siyawathanda amakeke epani. Futhi nje, ngiyawathanda wona. Futhi ngithanda ukuthela uluju kiwo.
Being a Baptist, you know, that's what keeps us straightened out, you know, is the honey, you know.
Ngokuba ngumbaptist, liyazi, yikho lokhu okusenza sihlale sichwaphulukile. Liyakwazi, luluju, liyakwazi.
So, and listen, I don't sprinkle them, I really baptize them, I really pour it on where it's really good and heavy.
Ngakho futhi, lalela, kangiwafafazi, ngiyawapapatiza sibili, ngiyaluthela lapho okuhle khona sibili futhi kusinda.
I don't just sprinkle a little bit here and there. I really pour it on them. Get them all filled up with honey.
Gangi pongu, gugu fafaza, nje, kancinyane lapho, lalapha. Ngiyaluthela sibili gu, ngiwagcwalise wonke ngoluju.
And then, you know, I had a bucket of honey up there, a half a gallon bucket of honey, and bears are very fond of honey.
Futhi ke, liyazi, ngangi le bagete loluju phezule. Ingxenye yegalani yebhakede loluju. Futhi amabhere ayakhwabitha uluju.
So this little fellow had got in there and got the lid off that bucket of honey. And he was sitting there like this with this little bucket of honey under his arm like this. He got the...
Ngakho linsizwa encinyane yayingene phakathi lapho futhi yasusa isivalo kulelo bhakede loluju futhi wayehlezi lapho njengalokho kanye laleli bhakede loluju ngaphansi kwengalo yakhe. Njengalokhu wathola ifuthi.
He didn't know how to eat it like you would, you know. So he just stuck his little paw down in and lick it like that. And lick it.
Gazange abekwazi ukuthi aludle njani. Njengalokhu elingakwenza. Ndiyakwazi ngakho wasegqamuza isandla sakhe esincinyane phansi phakathi futhi esikhotha njengalokhu futhi wasikhotha.
And he turned around to look to me. And his little eyes was all matted together. His little belly was just as thick as it could be with honey.
Foot, what chibiliga ukukhangela kimi. Foot, amehlo akhe amadala amancinyane ayesehlangene ndawonye. Isisu sakhe esincinyane sasesicazimula njengalokho esingaba yikho kanye ngoluju.
He was just sitting there ducking his hand out and licking honey like that, just as hard as he can lick.
Wayehlezi khona lapho nje. Ecwelisa isandla sakhe phansi futhi ekhotha uluju njengalokho khona kakhulukazi njengalokho esenelisa ukukhotha.
Oh my, I thought about a good old time Holy Ghost meeting when we just get the bucket open, stick our hand down a jar and lick away. Just licking away.
Oh mina bo, ngacabanga mayelana ngomhlangano kamoya ongcwele omuhle wesikhathi sakudala lapho esasithatha ibhakede silivule sitshonise isandla zethu phansi ejagini futhi siqale ukukhotha uqhubeke nje usiya. Ndiyakwazi ukukhotha nje.
And you know what the funny thing was though, after that little fella got as much as he could, he left the bucket down and run off out there. You know what happened?
Futhi liyakwazi ukuba yini okwakuhlekisa ilaloba emva kokuba leyo nsizwa encane isithole okunenge engakwenelisa wabeka ibhakede phansi futhi wabalekela phandle le liyakwazi okwenzakalayo.
The mother bear and the other little bear got to licking him. So getting the honey off.
Mama webhere futhi lelinye ibhere elincinyane kwaqala ukumkhotha khona ukukhupha uluju lapho.
Well, maybe our meeting will be something on that order, I hope. So we can just keep telling others and the glory of God falling upon us. All right.
Ngakho awu mhlawumbe umhlangano wethu uza kuba ngenye into ngakulolo hlelo. Ngiyethemba ukuze siqhubeke nje sitshela abanye futhi lenkazimulo kaNkuluNkulu isehlela phezu kwethu kulungile.
I'm glad to see you little children out. I like to tell you something like that, and maybe tomorrow afternoon we have more time and we can talk a little more. And we'll talk to dad and mother now about something.
Ngiyathokoza ukulibona lina bantwana abancinyane likhona. Ngiyathanda ukulitshela into enjengaleyo. futhi mhlawumbe kusasa emini silesikhathi esinenge futhi singakhuluma okunenginyana futhi sizakhuluma lo baba lo mama kaThes mayelana ngeyinye into.
We're going to talk on demonology in Psalms 103:1-3. We read these verses.
Sizakhuluma ngokwamadimoni kumahubo 103:1 kusiya ku 3. Siyabala indima lezi.
Most every minister and clergyman or Bible reader knows them by heart.
Phose wonke umchumayeli lamadoda enkolo kumbe ababala iBhayibheli bayazazi ngenhliziyo.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Dumisa inkosi o mphefumulo wami lakho konke okuphakathi kwami dumisa ibizo lakhe elingcwele.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all of thine iniquity, who healeth all of thy diseases.
Dumisa inkosi, O mphefumulo wami, futhi ungakhohlwa imisebenzi yakhe yonke eyomusa, lo othethelela bonke ububi bakho, lo owelapha zonke izifo zakho.
I want you to notice there, it was an all. Who forgiveth all of thine iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases. Now can we bow our heads just a moment?
Ngifuna linanzelele lapho, begungu konke, lo othethelela bonke ububi bakho, lo owelapha izifo zakho zonke, manje kasikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu okwesikhatshana.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee this afternoon for being out here. We thank thee for these little children that's sitting around. They're the man of tomorrow and women, if there is a tomorrow, if Jesus tarries.
Manje baba osezulwini, siyakubonga wena limini, ngokuba phandle lapha. Siyakubonga wena, ngalaba bantwana, abancinyane, labo abahleziyo lapha. Bayiwo amadoda kusasa, labesifazana, nga ikusasa ikhona, nga uJesu ephuza.
And now, Father, we pray that you'll bless us now as we're talking now on your word and about the great enemy we have, Satan.
Futhi manje baba, siyakhuleka ukuthi uzasibusisa kathesi lapho sikhuluma elizwini lakho, futhi mayelana ngesitha esikhulu esilaso uSathane.
We pray God that you'll let us put a front out, a mechanized unit here, the power of God that will withstand him tonight in every inch of his ground, Lord.
Siyakhuleka Nkulunkulu ukuthi uzasivumela sithumele phambili iqembu elihlomileyo lapha, amandla kaNkulunkulu lawo azamisana laye lobu busuku kuyo yonke i-intshi yendawo yakhe Nkosi.
And showing that he don't have no legal rights at all, that Christ defeated him in our stead there at Calvary.
Futhi simtshengise ukuthi akala malungelo asemthethweni lakancane ukuthi uChrist wamnqoba endaweni yethu lapho eCalvary.
When he died and he spoiled principalities and robbed Satan of every power that he had.
Lapho esifa futhi wabhidliza imibuso futhi wamthathela uSathane okwamandla wonke ayelawo.
And God give us wisdom and understanding now to know and to explain to the people how that they might know how to be healed and to defeat Satan. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Futhi Nkulunkulu siphe inhlakanipho lokuzwisisa kathesi, okwazi lokucasisa ebantwini ukuthi bengabakwazi kanjani ukuthi basiliswe njani lokunqoba uSathane. Ebizweni lika Jesu siyakhuleka, amen.
Now for a few minutes we go to speak on demonology. You hear so much about demons.
Manje okwemzuzu emlutshwane sizakukhuluma ngokwamadimoni, lizwe kakhulu mayelana ngamadimoni.
Now tomorrow afternoon we'll probably finish up. I wanted 2 days of this week anyhow to preach on this, or 2 days for afternoon services to talk on this.
Manje kusasa emini mhlawumbe siza kuqedisa, bengifuna amalanga amabili aleyiviki kungenani ukuchumayela ngalokho nje, kumbe amalanga amabili enkonzo zemini ukukhuluma ngalokho.
Now, the first thing, what a demon is. You hear so many people talking about a demon.
Manje into yakuqala lokho idemon eliyikho, lizwa abantu abanenge bekhuluma mayelana ngedimoni.
Well now, a demon, devil, all comes from one word, and in the English it's called tormentor. A fellow that torments is a devil, a evil one.
Awu, manje, I demoni udeveli, gonke kuvela ebaleni linye, futhi ngesiNgisi libizwa lithiwa umhlukuluzi, umuntu ohlukuluzayo ngudeveli lo omubi.
He say, now the Bible today is to many people is some old back book that grandpa and grandma read or something like that.
Uthi manje iBhayibheli lamuhla li kwabanenge ebantwini abanenge kulibhuku lasemuva elidala lelo ukhulu logogo ababe libala kumbe enye into enjengaleyo.
There's not much to it, it's for the old folks and so forth, but that's wrong. It's for everybody.
Kagula okunenge kulo ngelalabo ase badala lokunjalo kodwa lokho akusikho ngelomuntu wonke.
And demons are tormentors that torment us.
Futhi amadimoni ngabahlukuluzi labo abasihlukuluzayo.
Now there is demons that comes into the soul of man. And that is in the phraseology that would be in the I'd say this though. The demon that comes into the soul is something that torments the soul.
Manje kula madimoni abuya emphefumulweni womuntu. Futhi lokho kutsho ngokucazwa kwebala. Lokho kuza kuba se ngiza kutsho lokho. Loba idimoni elibuya emphefumulweni ngenye into ehlukuluza umphefumulo.
Many times you can see a person maybe of insanity. Now they may be yet a converted person, filled with the Holy Spirit, and yet be totally insane. See?
Izikhathi eziningi. Uyabona umuntu mhlawumbe ehlanya. Manje mhlawumbe engaba engumuntu oguquliwe, egcwaliswe ngomoya ongcwele, futhi kanti ehlanya ngokugcweleyo. Bona.
That's right. That has nothing to do with the soul. It's a tormentor. Something that torments them.
Kunjalo, lokho kakula lutho lokwenza ngomphefumulo. Kungumhlukuluzi bona, enye into eba hlukuluzayo bona.
Now all sickness, we have to find first that all sickness came from the devil. God is not the author of sickness. No sickness comes from God.
Manje imkhuhlane yonke kufanele sithole kuqala ukuthi yonke imkhuhlane yavela kudeveli. UNkulunkulu kayisuye umsunguli wemkhuhlane. Akula mkhuhlane ovela kuNkulunkulu.
God sometimes permits Satan to put sickness on you as a whip to bring you back to the house of God when you've disobeyed.
UNkulunkulu kwezinye izikhathi uyavumela uSathane ukubeka umkhuhlane kuwe. Njongo swazi ukukuphendusa ubuyele endlini kaNkulunkulu lapho usungasa lalelanga.
But sickness in its beginning come from the devil.
Kodwa umkhuhlane ekuqaleni kwawo wavela kudeveli.
Could you imagine a person would believe that God, our heavenly Father, would be the author of such a thing as sickness and death?
Ungakucabanga umuntu engakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ubaba wethu osizulwini engaba ngumsunguli wento enjengomkhuhlane lokufa.
Well, no, he isn't. Never was. Never will be.
Awu, hach, gayisuye, akazanga, akasozi, abe nguye.
God permits death because of disobedience. God permits death.
UNkulunkulu uyavumela ukufa ngenxa yokungalaleli. UNkulunkulu uyavumela ukufa.
As one writer said, all that death can do, God harnessed it to a buggy and it pulls us into the presence of God, a believer. But the word death means separation.
Njengomunye umlobi wathi, konke ukufa okungakwenza uNkulunkulu wakubophela enqoleni futhi kuyakudonsela ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu ikholwa kodwa ibala ukufa litsho ukwahlukaniswa.
Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life.
uJesu wathi, lo ozwayo amazwi ami futhi akholwe kuye, lo ongimthumileyo mina ulempilo engapheliyo.
He said, I am the resurrection life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Futhi wathi, ngikuvuka impilo, lo okholwa kimi, loba efile, ngokunjalo uzaphila, futhi loba ngubani ophilayo, futhi akholwe kimi, akasoze afe.
And we packed the bodies of each other over the saintless of our graves. But he shall never die.
Futhi siyathwala imzimba, yamunye lamunye phezu kwamathuna ethu angelabungcwele kodwa yena akasoze afe.
Now if you watch when he spoke of Lazarus, he said, Lazarus sleepeth.
Manje uba ukhangela lapho ekhuluma ngoLazaro wathi uLazaro ulele.
The disciples, man like we are, they said, oh, if he sleepeth, he doeth well. He meant taking a rest, what they thought.
Abafundi, amadoda anjengathi, but oh, uba elele, wenza kahle, wayesitsho ukuphumla, lokho ababekucabanga.
But he'd come and talk to them in their language. He said, he's dead, what you believe. But said, I go waking, waking.
Kodwa wabuya futhi, wakhuluma kibo ngolimi lwabo, wathi usefile, lokho elikukholwayo, kodwa wathi, ngiyahamba ukuyamvusa, ukuyamvusa bona.
See, when you're death means separate.
Bona, lapho lina, li ukufa kutsho ukwehlukana.
Now, if one of you should, one of your family die or something, he is, if it's converted, they're not dead.
Manje nxa omunye wenu, kufanele omunye wemuli yenu afe kumbe enye into yena nxa eguquliwe kabafanga.
They're dead in the humanistic standpoint, but they're just separated from us, but they're in the presence of God.
Bafile ngokubona komuntu, kodwa bona nje bahlukanisiwe kithi, kodwa basebukhonweni bukaNkulunkulu.
They're not dead and they can't die. It's impossible for them to die.
Kabafanga futhi, kabangeke bafe, futhi kakwenzeki ukuthi bona bafe.
Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment but has passed from death to life. So he can't die.
Jesu wathi, lo ozwayo amazwi ami futhi akholwe kuye ongithumileyo ule mpilo engapheliyo futhi akasoze abuye ekwahlulelweni kodwa usedlule ekufeni esiya empilweni ngakho angeke afe.
Anything that's immortal, eternal, it can't perish. It's imperishable life. He's got it because God has given it to him.
Loba yini leyo engafiyo elaphakade kayingeke ipuphe kuyimpilo engapuphiyo ulayo yona ngoba uNkulunkulu usemnikile yona.
And not meritorial, it's unconditional. God gives it to him.
Futhi hach ukuthi wayekufanele khona kunye kakula Smith uNkulunkulu umnika yona.
God called. No man could come to God except God called him. Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father calls him, draws him.
uNkulunkulu uyabiza. Kakula muntu ongabuya kuNkulunkulu ngaphandle kokuba uNkulunkulu ambize. uJesu wathi, kakula muntu ongabuya kimi ngaphandle uBaba wami ambize, amdonse.
Is that right? So it's God and all? Maybe tomorrow afternoon we'll get a little bit more on that because I want to get this thing of disease to you so that you'll see that.
Kunjalo na. Ngakho, kuNkulunkulu gikho konke. Mhlawumbe kusasa emini, sizangena kancane kokunenge kwalokho. Ngoba ngifuna ukubamba linto yemkhuhlane kini ukuze khona liza kubona lokho.
There was a time when we become germatized and our great-grandfather, you know that. Doctor knows that.
Gwagule skanti lapo esasimbe wana kukoko wetu. Liyakwazi lokho. Udokotela uyakwazi lokho.
What do you do to you Bible readers? You know the germ of life started in your great-grandfather to becoming a germ and come out through your grandfather, then into your father, and then to your mother and where you are now? That's right.
Oh, liyakwazi landlina babali beBhayibheli. Liyakwazi imbewana yempilo. Ya kalisa kukhokho wakho ukuba imbewana futhi yaphuma kubaba omkhulu wakho, khona ke kubaba wakho, khona ke kumama wakho futhi lalapho okhona kathesi. Kunjalo.
Scripture even teaches that. Here's the scripture for you. If you want, I believe it said that Levi paid tithes when he was in the loins of Abraham, which was his great-grandfather. Is that right? So see the germ become back there.
Umbhalo kanjalo uyakufundisa lokho. Nanko umbhalo wakho nxa ufuna. Ngiyakholwa ukuthi wathi uLevi wabhata lokwechumi lapho esekhalweni luka-Abrahama lo okwakungukhokho wakhe. Kunjalo na ngakho bona imbewana yabakhona emuva le.
But your souls were made up before the foundation of the world when God created man in his own image. Spirit of man.
Kodwa imphefumulo yenu yenziwa ngaphambi kokusekelwa komhlaba lapho uNkulunkulu edala umuntu emfanekisweni wakhe uqobo umoya womuntu.
Not a man in his own image, but man in his own image.
Hach indoda ngomfanekiso wakhe uqobo kodwa umuntu ngomfanekiso wakhe uqobo bona.
And then he made them male and female before he ever had a man in the dust of the earth.
Futhi ke wabenza owesilisa lowesifazana ngaphambili engakabi lo muntu ethulini lomhlaba.
Which we had a chance this afternoon to take a time and go back into that. You see how God acts between the line, but when you see it, it comes right up with the line.
Ngiyafisa ngabe besilethuba limini sithathe isikhathi sethu futhi sibuyele kulokho nje sibone ukuthi ngabe uNkulunkulu manje sokuphakathi komzila kodwa lapho ubona kubuya kanye lomzila bona.
How did God back in the beginning what he did there and how he moved down into the earth and how that he made man in his image.
Ukuthi kanjani uNkulunkulu ngemva ekuqaleni lokho akwenzayo ngale lokuthi wahamba njani phansi emhlabeni lokuthi wenza njani umuntu ngomfanekiso wakhe.
And then God turned around was made in the image of man to redeem man.
Futhi ke uNkulunkulu waphenduka futhi wenziwa ngomfanekiso womuntu ukuhlenga umuntu.
Now when God made man in his image he was a spirit man.
Manje lapho uNkulunkulu esenza umuntu ngomfanekiso wakhe wayengumuntu kamoya.
And then there was no man to till the soil that he created man out of the dust of the earth.
Futhi ke kwakungela umuntu okulima umhlabathi khona ke wadala umuntu ngothuli lomhlabathi.
Our chronologists and so forth and these people search and get old bones and so forth and believe in evolution.
Manje abahlela izikhathi zokwenzeka kwezinto embalini futhi nokunjalo labantu laba abafukuza futhi bethole amathambo amadala futhi lokunjalo futhi bekholwa ekuthini umuntu wadabuka esinanakazeni.
I believe in the right kind of evolution. Man evolutes from himself but not all from one cell.
Ngikholwa ekudabukeni entweni eyiyo umuntu uvela kuye ngokwakhe kodwa hatch ukuthi konke kuvela esicucwini sesakhiwo sinye.
No sir, because a bird has been a bird ever since God made him a bird. And a monkey's been a monkey. A man's been a man. That's right.
Hachi numzana. Ngoba inyoni ibi inyoni kusukela uNkulunkulu eyenza inyoni futhi inkawu ilokho inkawu umuntu lokho engumuntu kunjalo.
Now, I was talking to a doctor here a while back in Louisville. He said, "Why Reverend Brown?"
Manje bengikhuluma lo dokotela lapha isikhatshana. Ngemva eLouisville what ngani umhlo Branham.
We're talking about how the natives of Africa how they eat just go down but all some of the awfulest things you'd ever see how they would eat.
Ngangikhuluma ngokuthi kanjani abomdabu beAfrica ukuthi badla njani hamba nje phansi o ezinye zezinto ezimbi ongakaze uzibone ukuthi bazidla njani.
Yes, pick up things that's contaminated maggots in it just shake them around maggot and all don't make any difference to him.
Babe dopa nje izinto ezonakeleyo impethu phakathi kwazo bazithintithe zona nje impethu la kukonke kakwenzi la mahluko kuye bona.
They said drink anything don't make any difference what it is. He said but Reverend Brown them people are not human. I said oh yes they are. They sure are human.
But banathe loba kuyini kakwenzi mahluko ukuthi kuyini. Wathi kodwa Mhlophe Branham, bona abantu labo kabasibo bantu. Ngathi oh yebo bayibo mangabantu sibili.
I said the closest thing to a human being in the beast line is a chimpanzee, and you tried for 4,000 years to get one mutter out of that chimpanzee, and he can't do it.
Ngathi into esetuzane lomuntu emzileni wesilo yichimpanzi futhi lizamile okweminyaka eziyinkulungwane ezine ukuthola inkulumo eyodwa iphume kuleyo chimpanzi futhi angeke ikwenze khona.
I said, because he can't think. He has nothing to think with.
Ngathi ngoba akayicabangi ayila lutho lokucabanga ngakho.
Or you can learn him little things like a horse, G and H, or put on glasses, or smoke a cigar, or balance himself on a bicycle, ride a horse, or something like that.
Oh, ungayifundisa izinto ezincinyane njengebhiza, keman, lerhenki, kumbe ukugqoka amangilasi, kumbe ibheme igwayi, kumbe ibambelele ebhayisikilini, ikhwele ebhizeni, kumbe enye into njengalokho.
It's just like G and H to a horse, or to a dog, or something like that. I said he's an animal.
Kodwa njengo kemani lo henki ebizeni kumbe ngonqo enjeni kumbe enye into enjengalokho ngathi inyamazana.
But you let me go back in Africa to the wildest tribe they got, and that's the little tribe of the Bushmen.
Kodwa ngivumela ngibuyele Africa emhlotsheni ongaphucukanga abalawo futhi lo mhlobo omncane omncane ngabathwa.
Now I said, probably his great-great-great-great-grandfather never saw a white man or nothing.
Footing at, mhlawumbe ukoko, ka koko, ka koko, ka koko, ka koko wake. Kazange abone umuntu omhlophe, kumbe olunye ulutho.
The only thing that he knows, he don't even know which is right and left hand. The only thing he knows is eat. And he eats what he can get his hands on.
Into kuphela leyo ayaziyo. Kakwazi lokuthi isiphi isandla sokudla lesenxele. Into kuphela ayaziyo. Yikudla futhi udla lokho abeka izandla zakhe kukho.
Human flesh, anything else, don't make any difference to him. Just so he eats.
Nga kuyinyama yomuntu, loba yiphi enye into, kakwenzile mahluko kuye, njalo nje uyazidlela.
But let me get him at 5 years old, and at 15 years old, he'll speak good English and have good education. Why? He's got a soul.
Kodwa akuthi ngimzuze eleminyaka emhlanu ubudala futhi esele minyaka elithumi lanhlanu ubudala aze abe esekhuluma isikhiwa esihle futhi abe lemfundo enhle ngani ulomphefumulo.
God made him a human being, and he's got just as much right to hear the gospel at least once as we have the preaching around here all over America to the people over and over and over, begging, persuading and everything.
UNkulunkulu wamenza waba ngumuntu futhi ulelungelo eleneleyo nje ukuzwa ivangeli okungaba kanye njengoba lokho sisiba lokuthumayela lapha yonke indawo eMelika ebantwini futhi siphinda futhi siphinda futhi siphinda sicela sikhuthaza la yonke into.
Let him hear it one time and watch him scream and run to the altar real quick. See? Yes, sir.
Umyekele alizwe lona kanye futhi umkhangele ehlaba umkhosi futhi egijimela eLatin masinya sibili bona. Yebo numzana.
That's what my heart is, brother, today when I think of Africa and that poor little black hands raising up saying, Brother Branham, one more time about Jesus.
Yikho lokho inhliziyo yami eyikho mfowethu lamuhla. Lapho ngicabanga ngeAfrica futhi lazo izandla ezincane ezidubekayo ziphakama zisithi mfowethu Branham kanye njalo mayelana ngoJesu.
Oh mercy. There's something in me digs and burns. Just as quick as I get money enough up, I get over there too.
Oh, isihawu, kulenye into phakathi kwami ekhebhayo futhi ivuthe. Masinyane nje lapho ngithola imali eneleyo, ngiyahamba khona le futhi.
That's what I do with every penny I get. Everything God knows besides just what I can eat and most people give me my clothes.
Yikho lokho engikwenzayo. Ngalo lonke ipeni engilitholayo, yonke into, uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ngaphandle nje kwalokho. Engingakudla futhi abantu abaneke bayangipha izigqoko zami.
And just what I can barely live by myself, just as close as I can, I throw it right into missionary funds, which the government has arranged. I don't even pay income tax on it.
Futhi nje lokho okuyingcosana engingaphila ngakho nje ngokwami khona nje duze lenginga kwenelisa ngiyaphosela khona nje esikhwameni semishinari leso uhulumende asilungisileyo kangibhadali ngitsho lo mthelo kuso.
To get up $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 and take a cross over there and preach the gospel to the people that I know that day I'll have to answer, and I'll know what I answer for.
Ukuthola inkulungwane ezintathu kumbe ezine ezinhlanu zamadola futhi bese ngicapha phesheya ngale futhi ngichumayela ivangeli ebantwini labo engikwaziyo kulolo suku kuzamele ngiphendule futhi ngizakuba kwazi lokho engikuphendulelayo.
I used to want to go in a city and hold a big meeting back when they had lots of money and they have great campaigns and thousands of dollars. I'd give it over to Red Cross and so forth.
Ngangivame ugu lapho ngisiya edolobheni ngangisiba lomhlangano omkhulu kudala lapho besaseli mali enenge futhi bele mikhankaso emikhulu lezinkulungwane zamadola nganginika I Red Cross nokunjalo.
No slam to them. But coming down the street in a $4,000 car, the big diamond studs on, smoking a cigar, and $500 a week on the money that sick people, no sir. No indeedy.
Manje hatch, ukuba sola bona. Kodwa kusehla phansi esitalateni, ngemota yezinkulungwane zamadola amane, ile zikopela ze diamond, ezinkulu, ebhema igwayi. La makhulu amahlanu amadola ngeviki emalini leyo abagulayo aba Hach mnumzana, hach ngempela.
Only as soon as you get out of the city, they set a holy rollers and everything like that and making fun and down in the religion that we're standing up for? No, sir.
Futhi la kulezi khona, nje usanda kuphuma phandle kwedolobho, but abagiqiki abangcwele, la yonke into enjengalokho, futhi besenza inhlekisa, futhi beseyisa inkolo leyo thina esiyimelayo. Hach mnumzana.
I take it myself, and before God is my judge, I put it in the gospel work counter so I know it on that day that when I have to give an account for my stewardship, it's given correctly.
Ngiyayithatha ngokwami, futhi laphambi kukaNkulunkulu, njengomahluleli wami, ngibeka emsebenzini wevangeli khonale. Ngakho ngiyazi ngalolo suku ukuthi ngilapho kufanele ngiphe umlando ngokuyigcina kwami uphiwa ngokuqondileyo.
That's exactly right, because I realize as I treat the people, I'm treating God.
Ikokona sibili, ngoba ngiyananzelela, lapho ngiphatha abantu, ngiphatha uNkulunkulu.
Just my attitude towards you is my attitude towards Christ. Your attitude towards me is the same thing. That's right, towards Christ.
Ingqondo yami nje kuwe, ingqondo yami kuKristu. Futhi ingqondo yami kimi kuyinto efanayo kunjalo kuKristu.
Now, to see a people like that, and see how that a human being then, with an immortal soul now, that can't die, can't perish, can't do nothing but have everlasting life, that God sovereignly in His own will gave it to you.
Manje ukubona abantu, abanjengalokho, futhi ubone ukuthi kanjani umuntu khona ke elomphefumulo ongafiyo kathesi lo ongeke ufe, ongeke ubhubhe, ongeke wenze ulutho, kodwa ube lempilo engapheliyo ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngentando yakhe ekuthandeni kwakhe wakunika.
And now, let me correct this just a little bit or say something. Somebody's going to go and say Brother Branham is a Calvinist.
Futhi manje khona ke, manje ngiyekela ngiqondise lokho nje kancinyane. Kumbe ngitsho enye into omunye umuntu uzasuka ahambe njalo esithi mfowethu Branham ungumcalvini.
No, I'm not. I'm a Calvinist as long as Calvinist is in the Bible. But when Calvinist gets out of the Bible, then I'm an Armenian. See?
Hachi, gangisuye. Ngingumcalvini lapho kuphela isiCalvin siseBhayibhelini. Kodwa lapho isiCalvin siphuma phandle kweBhayibheli, khona ke ngingu Arminian, bona.
I believe in holiness and I believe in Calvinists too. But both of them, one ran out on the limb and went this way and one ran out on the limb and went that way.
Ngiyakholwa ebungcweleni. Futhi ngiyakholwa kusiKhalvini njalo. Kodwa konke kokubili, omunye waphuma phandle ngogatsha futhi wahamba ngale indlela futhi omunye waphuma ngogatsha futhi wahamba ngaleyo indlela.
If it wasn't for the book of Ephesians to bring it back and put it in the right place where God did, we'd all be all mixed up.
Nxa kwakungayisilo bhuku laba Efeso ukukuphendukisa khona lokukubeka endaweni eqondileyo lapho uNkulunkulu alibeka khona sonke bese sabe sididekile.
But they both got a doctrine, but they go to seed on it, each one. That's the Holiness and the Calvinist too, the Armenian.
Kodwa bonke balemfundiso, kodwa babayize kiyo, ilo lalo, yibo aba ngabobungcwele futhi abaka Calvin labo lomamenia.
Now, Calvinists have something true. I believe that the Calvinistic doctrine.
Manje ama Calvin, alenye into eliqiniso. Ngiyakukholwa lokho ukuthi imfundiso yes Calvin.
I believe this in security. I believe the church has eternal security.
Ngiyakukholwa lokho ekugcinakaleni. Ngiyakholwa ibandla lilokugcinakala okulaphakade.
Any reader of the Bible knows that because God's already said it would appear yonder without blemish. Is that right? Then it's going to be there. Is that right?
Loba ngubani obala iBhayibheli uyakwazi lokho ngoba uNkulunkulu uvele wakutsho ukuthi lizabonakala laphaya lingelasici kunjalo na khona ke lizakuba khona lapho kuyikho lokho na.
The church is eternally secured. Now, are you in the church? Is the next thing. If you're in the church, all right, you're secured with the church, but you better stay in the church.
Ibandla ligcinakele ngokulaphakade. Manje ungabe usebandleni kuyinto elandelayo. Nxa usebandleni kulungile, ugcinakele kanye lebandla, kodwa kungcono uhlale ebandleni.
And how do you get in the church? By shaking hands? No. Putting your name in a book? No, sir.
Futhi ungena njani ebandleni? Ngokuqawulana izandla? Hatshi. Ngokubhalisa ibizo lakho ebhukwini? Hatshi, mnumzana.
By one spirit we're all baptized into one body, and that body God judged at Calvary was the body of Jesus Christ, and we're baptized into that body by one spirit.
Ngomoya munye sonke sibhaphathizelwe emzimbeni munye futhi lo umzimba uNkulunkulu wawahlulela eCalvary kwakungumzimba kaJesu Kristu futhi sibhaphathizelwa kulo mzimba ngomoya munye.
We have eternal security as long as we're in the body of Christ. Nothing can separate us. Nothing can touch us.
Siloko sigcinakala okulaphakade. Ingqeke kuphela sisemzimbeni kaKristu. Kakula lutho olungasehlukanisa, kakula okungasithinta.
If you go out, you go out by your own will.
Nga uphuma phandle ngentando yakho.
But just as sure if you're in the body of Christ, as sure as Jesus rose from the dead, you'll rise too.
Kodwa njengokuqiniseka nxa usemzimbeni kaKristu njengoJesu ngeqiniso wavuka kwabafileyo uzavuka lawe.
God's already done that. You can't sin. Or you do. I might be a sinner in your sight, but if I'm in Christ, God don't see it because his sins atones, his blood atones for my sins there. See, I can't sin.
uNkulunkulu usevele wakwenza lokho yena. Kawungeke wone uyakwenza ngaba yisoni emehlweni akho. Kodwa nxa ngikuKristu uNkulunkulu kakuboni ngoba izono zakhe ziyahlulwa igazi lakhe la hlawulela izono zami lapho bona kangingeke ngone.
He is born as God does not commit sin for he cannot sin. The seed of God remains in him, see?
Lo ozelwe nguNkulunkulu akenzi isono ngoba angeke one imbewu kaNkulunkulu ihlala ikuye bona.
He's willing to, if he makes a mistake, sure he's right then willing to confess it. If he's a real Christian, he will do it.
Yena uzimisele ukukwenza. Nxa esenza iphutha sibili, yena uyathanda khona ke lapho ukuvuma. Nxa engumKristu oqotho uza kwenza khona.
If he holds it back, he shows he ain't got nothing in the first place. That's right. He hasn't got nothing to begin with. But if he's a real Christian.
Nxa engavumi, uyatshengisa ukuthi akala lutho kwasekuqaleni. Kunjalo akala lutho kwasekuqaleni kodwa nxa engumKristu oqotho.
Right here you plant a grain of wheat in the ground, it'll always be a grain of wheat. Cuckleburrs may be all around it and everything else, but it'll be a grain of wheat as long as it stands. Is that right?
Khona lapha uyahlanyela uhlamvu lwenqoloyi emhlabathini luzahlala luluhlamvu lwenqoloyi inzala ingabe ihanqile yonke indawo futhi layo yonke into kodwa iza kuba luhlamvu lwenqoloyi ingqeke kuphela imi kunjalo na.
And if a man's really born of the Spirit of God, he isn't in and out and back and forth and out yonder in the world and out here. No, sir. No.
Futhi nxa umuntu ezelwe sibili ngomoya kaNkulunkulu yena akakho phakathi laphandle futhi emuva laphambili laphakathi laphaya emhlabeni laphandle lapha hatshi unumzana hatshi hatshi.
You're not a cocoa one day and a grain of wheat the next day. God don't have that in the field. Yes, sir.
Gawusiyo inzala ngolunye usuku lohlamvu lwenqoloyi ngolunye usuku olandelayo uNkulunkulu kalakho lokho ensimini. Yebo numzana.
If you're born of the Spirit of God, you're a Christian from that time until you go away, and then you're immortal with God. That's right. If you're in the church.
Nga uzelwe ngomoya kaNkulunkulu ungumKristu kusukela kuleso sikhathi kuze ku uze usuke uhambe futhi ke gawusa gawusafi ukanye loNkulunkulu kunjalo nqa usebandleni.
Now let's talk about the death side. Now how could a person on that estate and that kind of a condition ever be sick?
Manje kasikhulumeni mayelana ngecele lokufa. Manje kungaba njani umuntu ekuleso simo kulowo mhlobo womumo engagula?
Because that your body is not yet redeemed. Your body is not redeemed.
Ngoba ukuthi umzimba wakho kawukahlengwa. Umzimba wakho kawuhlengwanga.
No matter how good you are and how saintly and how holy, how much Holy Spirit, that's only your soul.
Akulandaba kangakanani, ngabe ulunge okungakanani, lokuthi ungabe uhlambulukile okunganani, lokuthi ungabe ungcwele okunganani, lokuthi ulomoya ongcwele okungakanani, lo ngumphefumulo wakho kuphela.
And your soul is not completed yet. It's just got the blessing, the promise of God, which is the earnest of our salvation.
Futhi umphefumulo wakho kawukapheleliswa okwakathesi, khona nje uthole isibusiso, isithembiso sikaNkulunkulu okuyisibambiso sensindiso yethu.
But now if we have no earnest of our resurrection, no divine healing, then I have no assurance or nothing to prove to me that there is a resurrection.
Kodwa manje nxa singela sibambiso sokuvuswa kwethu, kungela kusiliswa nguNkulunkulu, khona ke ngingeke ngibe lokuqiniseka kumbe ulutho lokutshengisa ukuthi kulokuvuka.
Just like if Christ doesn't live in my heart, if I have to take it from some kind of a psychological thing back under, I have to believe somewhere like that, well then I'd be a little skeptic of it.
Njengokuthi nxa uKristu engaphili enhlizweni yami, uba kuzafanele ngikuthathe kuvela kuhlobo oluthile lwento yesayensi yengqondo lengemuva, ufanele ukholwe kwenye indawo njengalokhu awu khona ke ngiza kuba lokuthandabuza ngakho.
And that's the reason over in Africa, when they come, here come missionaries up, bringing thousands of those natives, and is packing little mud idols and everything else, is because that they had just heard the psychic side of the Bible. That's right.
Futhi yiso isizathu ngale eAfrika, lapho besiza, nampa ama-missionary besiza, beletha izinkulungwane zabomdabu, futhi babethwele izithombe ezincane ezindala ezodaka la yonke into kungenxa yokuthi nje babezwa icele lokwengqondo okweBhayibheli kunjalo.
My own church is Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, all one in there. But when they've seen the power of God come in demonstration, that settled it. They know then that God was God.
Futhi ibandla lami yiBaptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, bonke labo abangena phakathi lapho, kodwa lapho bebona amandla kaNkulunkulu esiza ngokubonakaliswa kwahle kwaqeda indaba yakho, bazi ke lapho ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayenguNkulunkulu.
But now what starts this sickness? Now the first thing, it's a spirit before it becomes a disease. Just the same as you as a spirit before you become a human being.
Kodwa manje kuyini okuqala lo mkhuhlane? Manje into yokuqala kungumoya kungakabi yisifo, njengokufanayo njengalokho wawungumoya ngaphambi kokuba ngumuntu.
Now I'm going to take Brother Willett here as an example.
Manje ngizathatha umfowethu Willett lapha njengomzekeliso.
Brother Willett, there was a time when you and I wasn't nothing. And then the first thing, God gave us a life.
Mfowethu Willett, ngikwakulesikhathi lapho wena lami sasingasilutho, futhi ke into yokuqala uNkulunkulu wasipha impilo.
And let's take, if I take your body down this afternoon, you're made up of a bunch of cells held together with atoms.
Futhi kasithathensithi, nxa ngingathatha umzimba wakho phansi limini, wenziwe ngenqumbi yezicucu zezakhi zibanjaniswe ndawonye ngama-atomu.
And now, someday them atoms will be destroyed if Jesus tarries. You'll go on back. They'll be just like they was in the beginning. Go back into the air.
Futhi manje ngolunye usuku wona ama-atomu azabhidlizwa nxa uJesu ephuza. Uzabuyela emuva. Uzakuba njengalokhu ayeyikho ekuqaliseni. Uzabuyela emoyeni.
But when your spirit returns, those atoms will gather together again with this spirit and bring forth another, Brother Willett, just like that one. Only younger, when he was at his best.
Kodwa lapho umoya wakho uphenduka, lawo ma-atomu azabuthana ndawonye, njalo kanye lalumoya. Futhi alethe omunye umfowethu uWillett, njenga loyana engomutsha kuphela, lapho wayese butsheni bakhe.
When a man gets past about 25 years old, he finds a few wrinkles under his eyes and some gray hairs coming in.
Kuzakuba njalo, ngoba ukufa kungemva kwakho. Futhi kwezinye zalezi insuku, kuzakukuthatha kungenani lokuthi ungubani. Kuza kukuthatha.
It's going to be because death's after you. And one of these days it's going to take you. No matter who you are, it's going to take you.
Kuzakuba njalo, ngoba ukufa ngemva kwakho futhi kwezinye zalezi insuku kuza kuthatha kungenani lokuthi ungubani kuza kuthatha.
But it gradually you get in a corner here and God will get you out of that corner and you get in this corner here, death will almost have you over here, but after a while it'll get you.
Kodwa khona kancane kancane uzangena ekhoneni lapha futhi uNkulunkulu uza kukhupha phandle kwalelo khona futhi ungene kuleli khona lapha ukufa kuzaphose kukubambe futhi langapha kodwa emva kwesikhathi kuza kuthula.
But then what death can do, it takes its full toll, and then at when it's done all that it can do.
Kodwa ke lokho ukufa okungakwenza sokuphelele konke futhi ke lapho sokwenze konke okungakwenza.
When God gave you this life and you is at your best at about 23, when you come into the resurrection, you'll come back just exactly like you was when you was 23 years old. 25. For death set in.
Lapho uNkulunkulu ekupha impilo leyi. Futhi wena, wawusebuhleni bakho, phose uleminyaka engamajumi amabili lantathu. Lapho usiza ekuvusweni, uzakuphenduka khona xathu. Njengalokho, owa uyikho lapho, lapho uleminyaka engamajumi amabili lantathu. Ubudala, amajumi amabili lanhlanu. Ukufa kungakangeni.
Death will have everything that it can do. It's set in there, but you'll come right back where you were.
Ukufa kuzakuba la yonke into le okungayenelisa ukuyenza. Kwangena phakathi lapho, kodwa uzakuphenduka ngendlela owawuyiyo.
Now, if each one of your cells in your body, let's take it down now. You come cell after cell, cell after cell, and lay it apart on a platform. After each cell in your body.
Manje nxa esinye. Lesinye sezicucucu sezakhi zakho emzimbeni wakho kasikwehliseni phansi kathesi uza isicucucu phezu kwesicucucu isicucucu phezu kwesicucucu futhi ukwendlale lapha phezu kweplatform phezu kwesicucucu ngasinye emzimbeni wakho.
You'll come down to one little tiny germ where you began. Can't be seen with the natural eye. You have to look under scope glasses.
Uzakuza phansi kweyodwa imbewana encinyane. Lapho owaqalela khona. Ngeke kubonakale ngelihlo lenyama. Kufanele ukhangele phansi ngamangilasi akhulisayo.
I've seen the germ of life under a microscope. It looks like a little bitty thread.
Ngabona imbewana yempilo ngaphansi komtshina okubona izintwanyana. Ikhangeleka njengo nqeba omncane kakhulu.
And the first thing starts is right in the spine. It's like a little knot. That's the first little cell accumulates on top of a cell.
Futhi into yokuqala eqalayo kusegogodleni kunjengefindo elincinyane. Yiso sesicucucu sesakhiwo sakuqala siyanda phezu sesicucucu sesakhiwo.
Now, if I had to take that one single little cell that every one of you come from, one little teeny cell, germ.
Manje nga bengingathatha leso sicucucu sesakhiwo esisodwa esincane leso omunye lamunye wenu avela kiso isicucucu sesakhiwo esisodwa esincinyane imbewana.
What is a germ? A germ is a little teeny, the smallest of cell.
Kuyini imbewana? Imbewana ngokuncinyane kakhulukazi okuncane kwesicucucu sesakhiwo.
Well, what's after that? Now I've tucked you down from every piece of you down to this one little cell. And I haven't found you yet. I've just got your cells laid out.
Awu, kuyini okulandelayo lokho? Manje sengikudilizile kusukela kusiqephu sakho sonke kwehla kwaze kwaya kulesi sicucucu esincinyane esisodwa futhi lakathesi kangikakufumani. Ngicaye nje phandle isicucucu zezakhiwo zakho.
Well then next thing, blood cells and flesh cells and whatever they are, laying them all out here. But I haven't got you yet.
Awu, khona ke into elandelayo. Isicucucu zezakhiwo zegazi, lesicucucu zezakhiwo zenyama, loba yini okuyikho. Ngikucayile konke phandle lapha, kodwa kangikakutholi lamanje.
Now I'm down to one germ now. Well, I'm going to take that little cell apart. Now where are you at? Your life.
Manje sengisele lembewana eyodwa manje. Awu, ngiza kusithatha isicucucu sesakhiwo esincinyane ngisiqakulule. Manje ungaphi lapho? Impilo yakho.
And the life makes the first cell, which is a germ, then everything after its nature, dog after dog, bird after bird, man after man.
Futhi impilo yenza isicucucu sesakhiwo sakuqala esimbewana, khona ke yonke into ngokwemvelo yakho. Inja ifanele inja, inyoni ifanele inyoni, umuntu afanele umuntu.
Developing cells, cell on cell, cell on cell, comes up to where you are, human being. Developing of cells. Now that was ordained of God to be so.
Isicucucu zezakhiwo ezikhulayo, isicucucu sesakhiwo phezu kwesicucucu sesakhiwo, isicucucu sesakhiwo phezu kwesicucucu sesakhiwo, kukhule kufike lapho okhona umuntu. Ukukhula kwesicucucu zezakhiwo manje lokho kwagcotshwa nguNkulunkulu ukuba njalo.
But now what about a cancer? Let's talk of him a little bit.
Kodwa kathesi pho-ke imfukuzane kasikhulumeni ngayo kancinyane.
Now God gave you your life and say, here you are today, here I am, there's nothing on my hand, but there might be a cancer on my hand sometime.
Manje uNkulunkulu wakupha wena impilo yakho futhi uthi nangu wena lapha lamuhla, nangu mina lapha, kakula lutho esandleni sami, kodwa kungaba le mvukuzane esandleni sami kwesinye isikhathi.
Well, how did that cancer get there? Let's see what the cancer is. Now let's take him apart. Let's go take him.
Awu, ngabe yangena njani imvukuzane leyo lapho? Kasiboneni lokho eyikho imvukuzane leyo manje kasiyithathe siqakulule kasihambeni siyayithatha.
Now he's a bunch of cells too. Do you know that? Tumor, cataract, any of those things are cells.
Manje uyinqumbi yesicucucu zezakhiwo layo belikwazi lokho na? Ithumba, amaxolo, amehlo, loba yiphi yezinto lezo yisicucucu zezakhiwo.
They don't have no form. Some of them spreads out and some looks like a spider and some looks run streaks, a red cancer, just like a long red thread that runs through. And
Gazila zimu. Ogunye kwakho kuyasabalala ndawo yonke, futhi ogunye kunjenge sayobe, futhi ogunye kukhangeleka, kuhamba, kuzintambo, imvukuzane ebomvu, njenge minqeba ebomvu, emide, ehamba, ngaphakathi,
And then there's a Rolls cancer, which usually comes on the breast of a woman. It's like pancakes laying on one another, and then you go spraddling out, and they just grow anywhere.
Futhi ke, kule mvukuzane enjengeluba le rose, evame ukuphuma ebeleni lowesifazane, injengamakhekhe epane, elekene, elinye kwelinye. Futhi ke, ebese hamba, eklamalazile, futhi aphongukhula loba ngaphi.
Sometimes tumors are lopsided this way, long, oblong, and everything. They have no form because they're after a spirit which has no form. But it's a developing of cells.
Kwesinye isikhathi amathumba alutshewu ngale indlela emade angathi angumbuba la yonke into akala simo ngoba alandela umoya ongela simo kodwa yikukhula kwezicucucu zezakhi.
It's a bunch of cells that say in you right now is a tumor or a cancer. It's developing cells, growing, growing, growing. It's eating, sucking your life from you. It's living on the bloodstream.
Inqumbi yezicucucu zezakhi lezo sithi phakathi kwakho kathesi kulethumba kumbe imvukuzane kuyisicucucu zezakhi ezikhulayo zikhula 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 kuyadla kukumunya impilo yakho kuphila ngokuhamba kwegazi.
Cataract takes the mucus of the eye and grows right over, covers itself over. Shut your eyes off.
Amaxolo amehlo athatha ubuthuku belihlo futhi akhule khona phezukwabo azibekele wona lapho avale amehlo akho.
Some of them comes and never gets like tubercular. That comes just in little small germs.
Ogunye kwakho kuza futhi akusoze kutholi njengofuba oluza njenge mbewana encinyane.
There's nothing to the size of it. The same size germ makes an elephant, makes a chigger. Nothing to the size of the germ.
Ubukhulu bakho akutsho lutho. Ukulingana okufanayo kwembewana okwenza indlovu kwenza intwala bona akutsho lutho ubunganani bembewana.
And some of them takes body form, some never does, and some never goes into cells. Some become spirit torments the soul.
Futhi okunye kwakho kuthatha isimo somzimba. Okunye akwenzi njalo futhi okunye kakubi yizicucucu zezakhiwo okunye kuba ngumoya kuhlukuluza umphefumulo.
We'll try to get that part. I'll leave that part for tomorrow afternoon if I can. Where that soul spirit comes and how down under here.
Sisazama ukuthatha ingxenye leyo. Ngizayitshiyela ingxenye leyo kusasa emini nxa ngingenelisa lapho lowo moya umphefumulo oza khona lokuthi kanjani ngaphansi kwalapha futhi.
Now, friends, I'm not telling this from some kind of a psychology. I have dealt with demons for years, and you know that.
Manje bangani, kangilitsheli lokho kuvela kokunye okuthize kohlobo lweze science yengqondo. Sengihlangane lamadimono kweminyaka futhi liyakwazi lokho.
If you only knew the thing after the services is over at night, what goes on sometimes.
Nga beliyazi into emva kwenkonzo sesiphelile. Ebusuku kuyini okwenzakalayo kwesinye isikhathi.
You don't know, remember, when you come against the spirit, you better know what you're speaking about.
Galikwazi, khumbula, lapho usiza umelana lomoya, kungangcono ubekwazi lokho okhuluma mayelana ngakho.
Just don't stand there and carry on because it ain't going to do any good. But when actually a demon has to obey you, he'll recognize it.
Ungami njenje lapho futhi uqhubeke ngoba kakuyi kwenza lutho oluhle. Kodwa lapho sibili idemon lifana leliku lalele lona liza kunanzelela khona.
It ain't how loud you holler. It ain't how much oil you put on. It's what's back here that he'll recognize. It's the truth. Jesus just said to him, come out.
Kakusikho ukuthi umemeza kakhulu okungakanani. Kakusikho ukuthi uthela amafutha okungakanani. Kuyilokho okungemva lapha. Lokho aza kunanzelela iqiniso uJesu wathi nje kuye phuma.
Remember the disciples have been kicking and twisting and trying to cast him out and everything. He said, why couldn't we cast him out? I said, because of your unbelief.
Khumbula abafundi babe kahlela futhi bezichila lokuzama ukulixotsha la yonke into but kungani singazange silixotshe wathi ngoba ikungakholwa kwenu.
They come out of him. The boy fell and had the hardest fit he ever had. They recognize authority.
Wathi phuma phakathi kwakhe. Umfana wawela phansi futhi waba lesithuthwane esinzima. Angakazi abelaso. Bona, bona. Ayananzelela igunya.
Look at those boys down there, those vagabonds who seen Paul casting out devils. They said, we can do the same thing. Some priest's sons.
Khangela labo bafana phansi le. Lezo nzulane ezabona uPaul exotsha odevil. But singenza into efanayo amadodana athile abapristi.
So they go out and said, we can cast out devils, Acts 19.
Ngakho behla phansi futhi bethi singenelise ukuxotsha odeveli imsebenzi 19.
They went out to a man who had epileptic fits and said, we adjure you by Jesus, come out of him. The devil said, now, in the name of Jesus, who Paul preaches.
Bahamba behlela endodeni eyayilezi thuthwane futhi bathi siyakulaya wena ngoJesu phuma phakathi kwakhe udevil wathi manje ebizweni likaJesu lo uPaul amthumelayo.
The devil said, now, I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you? You know what happened? Jumped on the man, tore their clothes, and they had the fits themselves, and run out into the streets.
Udevil wathi manje ngiyamazi uJesu futhi ngiyamazi uPaul kodwa lina lingobani liyakwazi lokho okwenzakalayo eqila endodeni adabula isigqoko zabo futhi baba lezithuthwane ngokwabo futhi bagijima phandle ezitaladeni.
Them same demons live today. So there is a lot of fanaticism. This is the church this evening.
Wona amadimoni afanayo ayaphila lamuhla ngakho kulokudlulisa amalawulo okuningi leli libandla lintambama.
There's a lot of fanaticism in the lands that they call divine healing that ought to be shut up. That's what brings reproach upon the real cause. That's why you have such a hard struggle.
Kulokudlulisa amalawulo okuningi elizweni lamuhla okuthiwa yikusilisa kukaNkulunkulu olufanele ukuthi kuthuliswe yikho lokho okuletha ihlazo phezu komkhankaso oqotho yikho usiba lokusadalala okunzima.
There's a lot of stuff called religion today that ought to be shut up. Nothing to cost.
Kulezinto ezinenge ezithiwa inkolo lamuhla lezo ezifanele ukuthi zivalwe akusilutho kodwa inkolo ezize.
That's what makes the true church of God have such a hard struggle with it. But we're America. It's, that's the way to be.
Yikho okwenza ibandla likaNkulunkulu leqiniso libe lokusadalala okunzima kanye kodwa siyimelika bona iyo indlela yokuba ngayo.
God says the wheat and creepers and briars grow together. Don't try to pluck them up. Let them grow together, but by their fruits you know them.
UNkulunkulu uthi ingqoloyi lokhula oluthandeleyo lenzala kwakhula ndawonye. Ungazami ukukusiphuna kuyekele kukhule endawonye kodwa ngezithelo zabo uyabazi bona.
There's no fruits while there's no life. There's nothing there.
Gakula zithelo ngani? Gakula mpilo. Gakula lutho lapho.
Now watch this cell. Let's say for instance like a lot of time the red cancer usually hits in the womb of a woman, female bruises and so forth.
Manje khangela isicucucu sesakhe lesi kasithi okwesibonelo njengezikhathi eziningi imvukuzane ebomvu ivame ukuchaya isibeletho sowesifazana ukuhluzuka kwabesifazana lokunjalo.
Now let's take that fellow down now on his cells, this cancer.
Manje lokho kasithatheni lokho leyo mvukuzane phansi manje ngesicucucu sesakhe leyi mvukuzane.
Now cancer, everything in the natural types the spiritual. Are you aware of that? Everything in the natural types the spiritual, regardless.
Manje imvukuzane. Yonke into enyameni ifanekisa okukamoya. Lilolwazi ngalokho yini? Yonke into enyameni ifanekisa okukamoya kungenani.
For instance, like this, when we're born in the body of Christ, there's three elements it takes to bring our birth.
Okwesibonelo njengalokho. Lapho sizelwe emzimbeni kaKristu. Kulezinto ezintathu eziletha ukuzalwa.
And that's the three elements that came out of the life of Christ when he died.
Futhi lezo yizinto ezintathu. Lezo ezaphuma phakathi kwempilo kaKristu lapho esifa.
They come from his body, water, blood, spirit. Is that right?
Lapho kwaphuma emzimbeni wakhe. Amanzi, igazi, umoya, kunjalo na.
Three elements. That's the elements we go through when we're born again. Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Izinto ezintathu. Yizo izinto esidlula kizo. Lapho sizalwa kutsha. Ukulungisiswa, ukungcweliswa, ubhapathizo lukamoya ongcwele.
Now that can all be in one act. But it takes, but you can be in a justified state without being sanctified.
Manje lokho konke kungaba esenzweni sinye. Kodwa kuthatha, kodwa ungaba simeni sokulungisiswa ungazange ungcweliswe.
You can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and still carry your filth with you.
Ungakholwa enkosini uJesu Kristu futhi ube ulokho uthwele ingcekeza yakho uhamba layo.
But you can absolutely live in a both justified and a clean holy life and without the Holy Ghost.
Kodwa ngeqiniso ungaphila uphakathi kokubili. Ukulungisiswa lempilo ehlanzekileyo engcwele futhi ungelamoya ongcwele.
See the Bible, 1 John 5:7 said there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and the Father, Word, and Holy Ghost, which was the Son, and these three are one.
Bona, iBhayibheli, uJohane wakuqala, 5:7, lathi, kulabathathu abafakazayo ezulwini, ubaba indodana lomoya ongcwele, futhi ubaba ilizwi lomoya ongcwele lo owayeyindodana, futhi laba abathathu bamunye.
And there's three that bear record on earth, the water, blood, and spirit, and they agree in one. Not one, but agree in one.
Foot, batatu, okufakazayo emhlabeni amanzi, igazi, lomoya, futhi, bayavumelana ntonye, hathi bamunye, kodwa bavumelana ntonye.
You can't have the Father without having the Son. You can't have the Son without having the Holy Ghost. For they are inseparable one. The Trinity is in a one.
Kaungeke ube lo baba ungela ndodana. Kaungeke ube le ndodana ungela moya ongcwele. Ngoba abe hlukaniseki bamunye ubuthathu buse bunyeni.
I don't hear it around here, but you hear a lot across the country. One of the greatest things in the Pentecostal groups is a mix up in that one simple thing.
Kangikuzwa lapha, kodwa uzwa okunenge udabula elizweni. Enye yezinto ezinkulu emaqembini amaPentecost yikudideka entweni leyo eyodwa.
Now I've had their heads right together and proved to them they both believe the same thing.
Futhi sengihlanganise amakhanda abo ndawonye futhi ngatshengisa kibo bonke ukuthi bakholwa into efanayo.
It's the devil between them, that's all. If that great Pentecostal church would you throw down them the little traditions and unite themselves together as one blessed church of God, the rapture would come.
Kungudevel phakathi kwabo yikho kuphela nxa lelo bandla lePentecost elikhulu linga uphosela phansi wona amancinyane amasiko akudala futhi babambane ngokwabo ndawonye ebandleni likaNkulunkulu elilodwa elibusekileyo ukuhlwithwa kungabuya.
But as long as Satan can keep them broke up, all right. That's his way of doing it. And they absolutely believe the same thing.
Kodwa lapho kuphela uSathane ebagcina behlukene kulungile. Iyo indlela yakhe yokwenza khona futhi sibili bakholwa into efanayo.
One said, well, this is that. I said, well, if this is that, then that's this. So there you are. So it's all the same thing.
Omunye uthi, oh, lokhu yilokhu ya. Ngathi, oh, nga lokhu kuyilokhu ya. Khona ke lokhu ya yilokhu. Ngakho nanko ke. Ngakho konke kuyinto efanayo.
But there you are, in that triune trinity of God. Now God in his oneness.
Kodwa nanko ke kulobu buthathu. Kobuthathu bukaNkulunkulu. Manje uNkulunkulu ebunyeni bakhe.
God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now we don't say our gods as heathens, it's our God. See? It's the threefold being of God.
uNkulunkulu. Ubaba, indodana, lomoya ongcwele, manje kasithi othixo bethu, njengamayedeni, uNkulunkulu wethu, bona, ngokuphindwe kathathu, kobuntu bukaNkulunkulu.
Now notice, now Satan is in a trinity also, and his powers are in trinity.
Manje nanzelela, manje uSathane, ukokuthathu laye, futhi lamandla akhe, akokuthathu.
Now but notice, then when the water, blood, and spirit produces the new birth. Is that right? Now watch, that's what represents the new birth.
Manje, kodwa, nanzelela ke lapho amanzi, igazi, lomoya, kuletha ukuzalwa kutsha, yikho yini. Manje khangela, lokho yikho, okumela ukuzalwa kutsha.
What represents the natural birth before the new birth comes?
kuyini okumela ukuzalwa ngokwemvelo ngaphambi ukuzalwa okutsha kusiza.
What are you mothers? When a baby's born, what's the first thing? Water. Next, blood. Next. See? That makes the life. See? Makes the person. Water, blood, spirit.
Lapho lina bomama, lapho umntwana ezalwa, yini into yokuqala? Amanzi, okulandelayo igazi, okulandelayo bona lokho kwenza impilo, bona kwenza umuntu. Amanzi, igazi, umoya.
Now, cancer, let's deal on him for our next, we got about 5 minutes left, I guess. About the next 5 minutes, let's deal on cancer.
Manje imvukuzane, kasikhulumeni ngayo kokulandelayo kwethu. Sile mizuzu phose emhlanu eseleyo. Ngiyacabangela phose imizuzu emhlanu elandelayo kasikhulumeni ngemvukuzane.
What is that fellow? What does he represent? He's a scavenger. He represents the vulture. He eats dead things.
Ini insizwa leyo? Kuyini ekumelayo? Yona idla konke konke. Yona imela ilinqe elidla izinto ezifileyo.
And a cancer comes from a bruise mostly. Where a cell has been hit and it breaks up.
Futhi isicucucu sesakhi esincane phakathi lapho sihlehlela emuva. Oh, lelo libala elikhulu lombaptist kayisilo yini?
And a little cell in there becomes backslid. Well, that's a big word for a Baptist, ain't it?
Futhi isicucucu sesakhi esincane phakathi lapho sihlehlela emuva. Oh, lelo libala elikhulu lombaptist kayisilo yini?
All right. But it backslides, that cell. I'm a Baptist that believes in backsliding.
Kulungile. Kodwa siyahlehlela emuva. Leso sicucucu ngingumbaptist okholwa ikuhlehlela emuva.
Someone said down here in Arkansas meeting, they said, Brother Branham said, is a fellow Nazarene had been healed.
Omunye umuntu wathi phansi lapha emhlanganweni eArkansas ngolunye usuku wathi, umfo wethu Branham, what? Kwakuyinsizwa yeNazarene, yena waye silisiwe.
He had to walk around over town with his crutches on his shoulders.
Wayele yakhe wayehamba esiya khona edolobheni kanye lengodo zakhe zokuhambisa emahlombe akhe.
He said, you know what? Said, when I first come here, said, I thought you heard you preach, I thought you was a Nazarene.
Yena what? Uyazi ukuthini? What? Lapho ngiqala ukuza lapha. What? Ngacabanga. Wa ngakuzwa uchumayela. Ngacabanga ukuthi ungumNazarene.
He said, then, I've seen the most of people are Pentecostal. And somebody told me you're a Pentecostal, and now you say you're a Baptist.
What? Konage, ngabona abantu abanengi. Bangama Pentecost. Futhi omunye umuntu ungitshele ukuthi ungumPentecosti futhi kathesi uthi ungumBaptisti.
So I don't get it. I said, well, that's easy. I said, I'm a Pentecostal Nazarene Baptist. All right.
What gangutholi? Ngathi oh lokho kulula. Ngathi ngingumPentecost Nazarene Baptist. Ngakho lokho hikho kulungile.
No, we are one in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit making us one. That's right.
Hachi, simunye kuKristu Jesu, ngomoya ongcwele, usenza sibe munye kunjalo.
Now, notice, this little cell backslides. When it's bruised, it begins, germs run forth to give its lives in there, and that's what pus comes in a sore.
Manje nanzelela, lesi isicucucu sesakhi, siyahlehlela emva lapho sihluzulwa kuqala kukuncane ezinye imbewana ezincinyane ziyagijima ukupha impilo zazo phakathi lapho futhi yikho lokho ubomvu buphuma phakathi kwesilonda.
That's teeny little soldiers fighting for your life. They're out there and they hit that poison, them demon powers is trying to collect in there.
Lawo ngamasotsha amancucucu amancinyane alwela impilo yakho ayagijimela phezulu lapho futhi atshaye itshefu leyo wona amandla amadimoni azama ukubuthana phakathi lapho.
And give their lives. That's what's made. That's a bunch of little dead soldiers, that pus that's in your blood, in a sore. They give their life to save yours.
Futhi aphe impilo yayo yikho lokho okwenza lokho alixuku lamasotsha amancane afileyo lolo bomvu egazini lakho lolo oluse silondeni lawo aphe impilo yawo ukusindisa eyakho.
Now once a little cell rejects in there and this demon gets started, he starts growing. He begins to multiply cells.
Manje lapho isicucucu sesakhe esincinyane sisaliwa phakathi lapho futhi leli demon liyaqala ukukhula, liyaqala ukwandisa isicucucu zezakhi.
He's building a body just exactly like your babies begin in your womb and like you did in your mother.
Lakha umzimba qathu nje njengalokho ingane zenu ziqala esiswini sakho futhi njengalokho owakwenzayo kumama wakho.
Cell on top of cell, cell on top of cell, cell on, any way, anywhere, just they have no form of nothing like a human being after nature.
Isicucucu sesakhe phezu kwesicucucu sesakhe. Isicucucu sesakhe phezu kwesicucucu sesakhe. Isicucucu sesakhe loba ngayiphi indlela, loba ngapi. Kalula nje. Alila simo, saluto, njengomuntu ngokwemvelo yalo.
It's just out of a spirit, it just grows anyway. And it begins cell on top of cell, cell on top of cell.
Liyaphuma nje emoyeni. Liyakhula nje loba ngayiphi indlela. Futhi kuqala isicucucu sesakhe phezu kwesicucucu sesakhe. Isicucucu sesakhe, isicucucu sesakhe phezu kwesicucucu sesakhe.
And now first thing you know, you begin to get weak and feel sick. You go to the doctor and he'll examine you. Maybe he can't find it.
Futhi manje into yokuqala uyazi uzaqala ukuba buthakathaka lokuzwa ugula. Uyahamba kudokotela njalo uzakuhlola mhlawumbe angeke akuthole.
If he does, maybe he'll cut it. If he can cut it clear, all right, he's got it.
Nxa ekuthola mhlawumbe uzakuquma. Nxa engakuquma kusuke kulungile usekutholile.
But if he can't cut it clear, then if it's in the throat or somewhere where it can't be cut clear, one little speck of it will live right on.
Kodwa nxa engeke akuqume kusuke khona ke nxa kuse mpinjeni kumbe kwenye indawo lapho okungeke kuqunywe kusuke khona okugodwa okuncinyane kwakho kuza kuqubeka kuphila.
Because it has not like you cut your hand off and settle it or anything, or you cut all.
Bona ngoba kayisikho njengokuthi ungaquma isandla sakho futhi kuphele khona kumbe enye into kumbe uqume ususe.
What I mean, if you'd cut the main body off, leave your hand there, why, it wouldn't live. But see, that has not the form of life like you have. It's a demon power, a moving.
Lokho engutshoyo, uba uquma umzimba wonke, uchiye isandla sakho lapho, ngani, kasisoze siphile, kodwa bona, lokho kakula simo sempilo, njenga lokho olakho, kungamandla amadimoni ehamba.
And now notice, you call them, the doctor calls it a cancer. God calls it a devil.
Futhi manje nanzelela. Uyawabiza udokotela ukubiza imvukuzane, uNkulunkulu ukubiza udeveli.
Look at the day, they just give it. Where does the word cancer come from? It comes from a Latin word, which is used in medical terms, meaning a crab. A crab that you see along the seashore has got all them legs.
Kangela lamuhla. Baya kuthola khona. Lavela ngapi ibala elithi imvukuzane. Livela ebaleni leLatin. Elisetshenziswa emagameni emithi. Lisitsho inkala. Inkala leyo oyibonayo ekhunjini lolwandle. Ilazo zonke inyawo.
That's the way that it does. It reaches out. Spreads out. The word cancer is crab.
Yiyo indlela lokho okukwenzayo. Uyafinyelela phandle, kusabalale phandle, ibala imvukuzane inkala.
And it gets in and just keeps taking a hold and sucking blood as it goes like an octopus or something.
Futhi iyangena phakathi, futhi iqhubeke ibambile, futhi imunya igazi lapho ihamba njenge octopus kumbe enye into.
Well, a tumor, cataract, and other diseases, every one of them comes from a germ. And that germ has to be a body.
Ngani ithumba amaxolo elihlo lezinye izifo kunye la kunye kwakho kuvela kumbewana futhi leyo mbewana kufanele ibe kumzimba.
And before it can be a body, it has to be a life. Before it can create or germatize and make more cells, it has to be a life. Is that correct?
Futhi ngaphambi kokuba ngumzimba kufanele ibe impilo ngaphambi kokudala kumbe imilise futhi yenze isicucucu zezakhe ezinenge kufanele ibe impilo lokho kuqondile na.
Now where did that cancer come from? Where did that come from? It wasn't only here some time ago, but now maybe it's on ya.
Manje yavela ngapi leyo mvukuzane? Kubani ngapi lapho eyavela khona? Yayingekho kuwe lapho esikhathini esedluleyo kodwa kathesi mhlawumbe isikuwe.
Where did it come from? It's another life different from your life living in you.
Yavela ngapi? Kungenye impilo ehlukene lempilo yakho ephila phakathi kwakho.
And it's a tormenting, sapping your life. That's the reason Jesus called it a devil.
Futhi iyahlokoluza imunya impilo yakho. Yiso isizathu uJesu wambiza udeveli.
They call epilepsy today. They say epilepsy. Well, epilepsy in the Bible, Jesus called it a devil.
Babiza isithuthwane lamuhla bathi isithuthwane ngani? Isithuthwane eBhayibhelini uJesu wasibiza ngokuthi udeveli.
When the man came with the boy, it fell on the ground and frosted the mouth and everything. He said he has a devil, and all the time he throws him in the fire and in the water.
Lapho lundoda esiza, lomfana, lo owawela emhlabathini, futhi wabhubhudla emlonyeni. Lakho konke wathi, ulo develi futhi ezikhathini eziningi uyamphosela emlilweni emanzini.
Now they polished his name up and called it epilepsy, but he's a devil. And Jesus said, thou devil, come out of the child. Exactly.
Manje, balolonga ibizo lakhe. Balibiza ngokuthi isithuthwane. Kodwa unguteveli. Futhi uJesu wathi, wena teveli, phuma emntwaneni, khona sibi.
Now, epilepsy usually causes him a kidney trouble. Maybe you get into that a little later. See? It causes an epilepsy from urinating.
Manje isithuthwane sivame ukubangelwa luhlupho lwezinso. Mhlawumbe uyangena kulokho emva kwesikhatshana bona kuyabangela isithuthwane sivela kutshefu ezinsweni.
Now, notice in this. Then that cell sits there, it's a devil. He's building a life. He's growing, becoming greater and greater.
Manje nanzelela kulokho khona ke leso sicucucu sesakhe siyahlala lapho kunguteveli. Yena wakha impilo, yena uyakhula. Esiba mkhulu njalo esiba mkhulu.
He's got one duty to do, that's take your life. That's what the devil sent him for, to cut your day short, 70.
Ulomlandu owodwa wokwenza lokho yikuthatha impilo yakho. Yikho lokho udeveli amthumele khona ukuquma insuku zakho zibe mfitshane ngamachumi ayisithupha lechumi.
Now I salute every doctor. Yes, sir. Every medical science, God bless them for the help that they've done for people. That's correctly.
Manje ngiyabonga wonke udokotela. Yebo numzana. Yonke iscience yemithi. UNkulunkulu ababusise ngokosizo lolu abalwenzileyo ebantwini. Lokho kuqondile.
What would you do in the world today without it? I thank God for medical science. I thank God for my automobile.
Ube ungenzani emhlabeni lamuhla ungelakho. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngesayensi yemithi. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngemota yami.
If God hadn't let science make me an automobile, I'd have a hard time walking up here.
Uba uNkulunkulu engazange wekela iscience yangenzela imoto, bengiza kuba lesikhathi esinzima sokuhamba ngisiza lapha.
For electric lights and for soap to wash my hands with and toothpaste to scrub my teeth with. Certainly.
Ngezibane zamagetsi lesepa yokugeza izandla zami ngayo futhi lo muthi lesixupho sokuxubhisa amazinyo ami ngesiqiniso.
I thank him for everything because all good things come from God.
Ngiyambonga ngakho konke ngoba zonke izinto ezinhle zivela kuNkulunkulu.
But let me tell you, there's not one speck of medicine ever did cure any sickness. And there's not one doctor, now unless he's some quack, but a real doctor will tell you that they do not claim to be healers.
Kodwa yegela ngikutshele gakula ngitsho lengxenye eyodwa yomuthi eyake yapholisa loba yiwuphi umkhuhlane. Futhi kakula la dokotela oyedwa ngaphandle uba eyiziphamaso, kodwa udokotela weqiniso uza kutshela ukuthi kabazitsho ukuba ngabasilisayo.
Right at Mayo Brothers, many of you, I've been interviewed there 2 or 3 times of patients that come from there incurable.
Khona eMayo Brothers abaningi benu ngabuzwa lapho kabili kumbe kathathu ngezigulane ezivela lapho ezingalaphekiyo.
You read the Reader's Digest, the November issue? How many read the November issue, that article of mine in there on Reader's Digest? See?
Ubale iReader's Digest eyaphuma ngoNcwabakazi. Bangaki ababala eyaphuma ngoNcwabakazi indaba yami phakathi lapho kuReader's Digest boni.
And they had me up there to interview that baby. They give up, said it couldn't be done. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me how it would be done. And it was done.
Futhi, babe lami phezu lapho. Bengibuza ngomntwana. Abasebe mehlulekile. But, akungeke kwenziwe. Kodwa umoya ongcwele wakhuluma lami futhi. Wangitshela ukuthi kuzenziwa njani. Futhi khona kwenziwa.
All right. Now they call me up there, and right before the door where old Jimmy and them Mayo used to be, there's a great big sign that said, "We do not profess to be healers. We only profess to assist nature. There's one healer, that is God."
Kulungile. Manje bangibiza phezulu lapho, futhi khona phezulu, ngasemnyango lapho uJimmy futhi lapho. Umoya wayevame ukuba lapho, kulesibonakaliso esikhulu sisithi, kasizitsho ukuthi singabasilisayo, sivuma ukuthi sincedisa imvelo kulo msilisi oyedwa lo nguNkulunkulu.
They're the best in the world.
Bona bazingcitshe emhlabeni.
Now we have a few quacks, yes. That's right, we have some quack preachers too. All right, so that goes on both sides.
Manje silengcosana yeziphamaso, yebo kunjalo, silaba thile abachumayeli abayiziphamaso futhi kulungile. Ngakho lokho kuhamba amacele wonke.
Notice, but any man that claims that he's a healer, he's a storyteller. Because he can't do it, for the Bible said, "I'm the Lord who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases."
Nanzelela. Kodwa loba nguphi umuntu ozitsho ukuba ngumsilisi, ukhuluma inganekwane, ngoba angeke akwenze, ngoba iBhayibheli ngiyinkosi leyo ethethelela zonke izono zakho, lesilisa yonke imkhuhlane yakho.
I've been to studies, and in my room, some of the best of doctors across the nations has come. You don't know the back of the life, friend, to know what's been and things I don't tell out in public.
Ngike ngaba sesifundweni futhi ekamelweni lami, abanye odokotela abazingcitshi jikelele emazweni babuyile. Ngawukwazi ingemva yempilo mngani. Ukwazi lokho obe kuyikho futhi lezinto engingazikhulumiyo phandle ebantwini.
Man comes secretly, and don't you think there ain't a lot of Nicodemus yet in the world? There sure is, thousands of them.
Amadoda ayabuya ensitha futhi ungacabangi ukuthi akula abaningi oNicodemus emhlabeni okwamanje. Bakhona sibili izinkulungwane zabo.
They look on that and come in the meeting, sit there with a t-shirt on, something like that, with polished names, that you'd be surprised. Sit right in the meeting.
Bayakhangela kulokho futhi bebuye emhlanganweni, bahlale lapho begqoke izikipa enye into enjengalokho, belamabizo alolongiweyo okokuthi uzamangala, bahlale khona emhlanganweni.
In a few days, slip around, call in by secretly and send someone in for an interview, and say right now, say, "Brother Branham, I believe that's the truth."
Ensukwini ezilutshwane banyonyobe babhode futhi beze ngensitha futhi bathumele omunye umuntu phakathi ukuzobuza futhi uthi khona kathesi uthi, "Mfowethu Branham, ngiyakholwa yilo iqiniso."
They're human just same as we are. Sure, and every man's desire to look beyond that dark veil he has to go through someday.
Bangabantu njenga loko esiyikho sibili. Futhi wonke umuntu uyafisa ukukhangela ngaphesheya kwalelo veyili elimnyama okumele adlule kulo ngelinye ilanga.
But them cancers and things are absolutely devils informed in a body of flesh, moving up, taking your life.
Kodwa zona, imvukuzane, lalezi zinto, zingodevelo qotho, ababunjwe emzimbeni wenyama, behamba phezulu, bethatha impilo yakho.
Now, if I would do like the doctor, if I could cut it off, lay it on the ground, or just like, say, for instance, you was the cancer yourself on this earth.
Manje. Nga ngingenza njengo dokotela nga nginga kuquma ngikususe ngikubeke emhlabathini kumbe njenge sithi okwesibonelo wawuyi mvukuzane ngokwakho emhlabeni lowo.
I hear divine healing. If I want to get rid of you in the way of the doctor's way, I just keep have to rub your body or something other to it, just all vanish off the earth.
Manje nanko ukusilisa kukaNkulunkulu nga kade ngifuna kupha ngendlela yendlela kadokotela ngizagcina nje kuza fanele ngihlikihle umzimba wakho kumbe enye into okunye kuze kuthi konke kunyamalale kusuke emhlabeni.
There wouldn't be no more of it, just like the doctor takes the growth off of you.
Ngakusoze kube lokunye kwakho njengo dokotela esusa isimila kuwe.
But in the form of divine healing, if you were the cancer, I just call your life out of you, and you'd go on.
Kodwa esimeni sokusilisa kukaNkulunkulu, nxa wawuyimvukuzane, bengizabiza impilo yakho iphume kuwe, futhi uqhubeke uhamba.
Your life would leave you, but your body would be here, just the same as it was.
Impilo yakho ibiza kuchiya, kodwa umzimba wakho ubuza kuba lapha, njengendlela owawuyiyo.
Now there's where sight and time is God's worst enemy in divine healing.
Manje lapho amehlo lesikhathi kuyisitha esibi sikaNkulunkulu ekusiliseni kukaNkulunkulu.
I don't know whether Brother Baxter ever gets to these things in the meeting.
Kangazi kumbe umfowethu Baxter uyake athinte lezi izinto emhlanganweni.
I sat down and explained it to him and Brother Bosworth over and over, but here's what happened.
Ngahlala phansi ngakucasisa khona kuye lo mfowethu Bosworth. Njalo futhi njalo kodwa nanku okwenzakalayo.
I doubt where many of the people get it, because after a while you begin to find the people coming back saying, I had my healing, Brother Branham, for 2 or 3 days, but bless God, it left me.
Ngiyathandabuza loba abanengi babantu bayakubamba khona ngoba emva kwesikhathi uyaqala ukuthola abantu bephenduka besithi ngibe lokusiliswa kwami mfowethu Branham okwensuku ezimbili kumbe ezintathu kodwa busisa uNkulunkulu khona khona kwangichiya.
I think it's because they don't set the meeting right. The people don't understand.
Futhi ngiyakuthola khona. Futhi ngicabanga kungenxa yokuthi ababeke umhlangano kuhle abantu kabazwisisi.
I've had man to come to the platform and be totally blind, cancers or cataracts over their eyes, and read this Bible as you're being prayed for. Walk down in 3 or 4 days, be just as blind as it was in the first place.
Ngibe labantu ababuye ku platform futhi bayiziphofu ngokupheleleyo imvukuzane kumbe amaxolo emehlweni abo futhi babale iBhayibheli leli emva kokukhulekelwa behle phansi ensukwini ezintathu kumbe ezine bebe nje iziphofu njengalokho ababe yikho ekuqaliseni.
What happened? Anyone knows that when the life is gone out of any flesh, it shrinks for a while. Is that right?
Kuyini okwenzakalayo? Loba ngubani uyakwazi ukuthi lapho impilo isiphume phandle kuloba yipi inyama iyabohla okwesikhatshana yikho lokho na.
Anybody ever here kill a deer or a cow or anything like that? Sure. All right. You weigh it tonight. You hunters out here, friends of mine.
Ukhona osowake lapha wabulala idiye kumbe inkomo kumbe enye into enjenga lokho sibili kulungile uyikale lobu busuku lina bazingela iphandle lapha bangane bami.
You kill the deer and you throw him on a scale, tell the boys how much he weighs. Watch out, in the morning he's going to be several pounds lighter than what he was.
uyabulala itiye futhi uyiphosele esikalini utshele abafana ukuthi isinda okunganani qaphela ekuseni iza kube isiphansi ngesisindo kancane kulalokho ekade eyikho.
When a human being dies, the undertaker, the first thing, takes the false teeth or eye, whatever it is in there, takes it out because it shrinks, it'll push out. Because the human body shrinks.
Lapho umuntu esifa, umphathi wezidumbu, into yakuqala, ukhupha izinyo, lokufakela kumbe ilihlo, loba yini lokho, okuphakathi lapho, uyakukhupha ngoba kuyabohla. Kuza fuqela phandle ngoba umzimba womuntu uyabohla.
Every other flesh shrinks. When the life's gone out of the cell, it begins to move down, shrink.
Enye yonke inyama iyabohla. Lapho impilo isiphumile, kusicucucu sesakhe ngiyaqala ukuya phansi kubohla.
It'll do that for about 72 hours. And then it'll start swelling.
Kuza kwenza lokho. Okwamahola angaba ngamachumi ayisikhombisa lambili futhi ke kuzaqala ukukhukhumala.
Let a little dog get run over out here on the road. Let him lay down in the sun for about 3 days and watch what happens. He's a bigger dog than he ever was. It swells up. Is that right?
Makuthi inja encinyane igxotshwe phandle lapha emgwaqweni. Iyekele ilale lapho elangeni okwamalanga angamathathu futhi ukhangele lokho. Okwayenzakalayo yona isinja enkulu kulakho eyake yaba yikho iyakhukhumala yikho lokho yini.
Well, that's the same thing takes place when a demon is cast out of a sick person.
Aw, hiyo into efanayo enzakalayo lapho idemon liqothwa phandle komuntu ogulayo.
The first few days, oh, I feel wonderful, then begin to say I'm sicker than I ever was. I've lost my healing.
Insuku zokuqala enzilutshwane, oh ngizwa kahle khona ke aqale ukuthi sengigula kakhulu ukwedlula ekade ngiyikho sengilahlekelwe yikusiliswa kwami.
Just as sure as faith tuck it out, unbelief brings it right back again. As faith kills it, unbelief resurrects it.
Ngeqiniso nje ukholo lwakukhuphela phandle ukungakholwa kuyakubuyisela khona njalo njengokholo lukubulala ukungakholwa kuyakuvusa.
Jesus said when the unclean spirit's gone out of a man, he walks in dry places and he returns back with seven other devils.
Jesu wathi lapho umoya ongcolileyo usuphumile phakathi komuntu uyahamba endaweni ezomileyo futhi ubusuphenduka labanye odeveli abayisikhombisa.
If the good man of the house isn't standing there to protect that door, he'll come right on in.
Futhi nga indoda enhle yendlu ingamanga lapho ukuvikela umnyango. Lo izabuya khona phakathi.
And the good man of your house is your faith. Say, stay away. That's it.
Futhi indoda enhle yendlu yakho, lukholo lwakho, wothi hlala khatshana, yikho lokho.
But now you watch a patient heal with no ordinary lift. It's an outstanding miracle, which divine healing and a miracle is two different things.
Kodwa manje khangela isigulane esisilileyo ngokujwayelekileyo ngaphandle kokuba isimanga esikhulu okuyikuthi ukusiliswa nguNkulunkulu futhi lesimanga liso kuyizinto ezimbili ezehlukeneyo.
Divine healing one thing and miracles another thing.
Ukusiliswa nguNkulunkulu ngenye into isimanga liso ngenye into.
But an ordinary run of divine healing, when the unclean spirits cast out a cancer devil, when it leaves the person, we'll take something so you can see more visible. I'll say the cataract.
Kodwa isenzo esijwayelekileyo sokusiliswa nguNkulunkulu. Lapho umoya ongcolileyo uxothelwa phandle, udeveli wemvukuzane, lapho echiya umuntu, manje kumbe sithi sizathatha enye into ukuze ubone okucacileyo ngiza kuthi amaxolo amehlo.
What happened to that man? If you notice a blind person, I don't know whether they've ever had any here or not yet, cataract eyes.
Kuyini okwenzakalayo? Lapho lo ndoda, nxa ungananzelela, umuntu oyisiphofu, kangikwazi loba sengake ngaba lo yedwa lapha kumbe hatch okwamanje amehlo alamaxolo.
I'll let him stand for a few minutes. Why? So that shrinkage begins to take place.
Ngiyabayekela bami okwemzuzu emlutshwane ngenxa yani ukuze kuthi ukubohla lokho kuqale ukwenzakala.
Tell them, come back, give us a testimony.
Ngibatshele babuye baphenduke ukuzosipha ubufakazi.
Oh my, they can see wonderful. Oh my, just I can see things. Yes, I, what's the matter? Life is gone. The body of the cataract is shrinking.
Oh minabo, bayabona okumangalisayo. Oh minabo, nje ngiyabona izinto. Yebo ngi kuyini uhlupho impilo isihambile umzimba wamaxolo uyabuhla.
Well, it'll do that way for a couple of days. They say, oh, I'm getting so well. And after a while, they begin to get a headache. Don't feel so good. Get up the next morning, I'm losing my sight again.
Oh, kuza kwenza ngaleyo ndlela. Okwensuku ezimbalwa. Uthi, oh, sengiphola kahle. Futhi emva kwesikhatshana, bayaqala ukutshaywa likhanda bengezwa kuhle. Bevuke ekuseni okulandelayo. Sengilahlekelwa ikubona kwami njalo.
Some of them said, uh-huh, you just worked up that bunch of holy rollers, got you worked up.
Abanye babo bathi, ubule dlabuzane nje lelo, xuku labagiqike abangcwele, bakwenze waba le dlabuzane.
Don't you believe that? That's a lie of the devil. If you believe that, you'll go right back blind again.
Lingakukholwa lokho, lawo ngamanga kadeveli. Nxa ukukholwa lokho, uza kuphenduka ube yisiphofu njalo.
But if you just hold on, say, no, Lord, I believe.
Kodwa nje nxa ungabambelela uthi, hathi Nkosi, ngiyakholwa.
Then what happens? That body swells for so long. It covers over that side again. That cancer in the body will swell. You become hurting and aching again.
Khona ke kuyini okwenzakalayo? Umzimba lo uyakhukhumala okwesikhatshana eside. Kuyavala lokho kubona njalo. Imvukuzane leyo emzimbeni iza khukhumala. Uza kuzwa ubuhlungu lokuphatheka njalo.
Then you'll get horribly sick. Terribly sick. Wow, that big growth of dead flesh in you is laying there dead.
Khona ke uzagula okwesabekayo. Ugule okusabisayo. Indaba leso simila esikhulu senyama efileyo kuwe silele lapho sifile.
You go back to the doctor and he say, oh, that's nonsense. There's a cancer right there. I can see it. Sure it's there, but it's dead. Hallelujah.
Uyabuyela udokotela futhi ethi, oh, kumbhedo lo. Nanso imvukuzane khona lapho. Ngiyayibona sibili ikhona kodwa ifile. Hallelujah.
Now the bloodstream has to purify the body. Every time the heart pumps, it throws the blood around the body. And it picks up that infection.
Manje, ukugeleza kwegazi, kumele kuhlambulule umzimba. Sonke isikhathi, inhliziyo ipompa, iyaphosela igazi emzimbeni wonke, futhi iyadobha lowo mkhuhlane.
Sure it'll make you sick. What if you had a chunk of meat hanging in you somewhere, or long as a snake or something big around your finger, and hanging in there and it was dead, that much dead meat hanging in you? And it's rotten.
Sibini, kuza kwenza ugule. Aluba ubule sigaqa senyama silenga kuwe kwenye indawo. Kumbe sisite njengenyoka kumbe enye into enkulu lapho njengomunwe wakho futhi ilengile phakathi lapho futhi ifile. Le nyama engako efileyo kuwe futhi isibola.
Of course your bloodstream has to keep that pure as it pumps through.
Aw, yebo ukugeleza kwegazi lakho. Kufanele ligcine lokho kuhlanzekile lapho lipompa ngalapho.
But there's the dead body, the thing hanging there, because the life is gone from it.
Kodwa kulomzimba ofileyo into ilenga khona lapho ngoba impilo isisukile kikho.
The power of God through faith drove it out. He's a demon, he has to leave.
Amandla kaNkulunkulu ngokholo akukhuphele phandle. Khona lidimon kufanele lisuke.
But the reason people are not instructed, they go away and give up, and that same devil standing right there to take over again.
Kodwa isizathu abantu kabalaywa basuka bahambe bekhalale futhi lo devil ofanayo emi khona lapho ukuze athumbe njalo.
When God tells you anything on this platform through his spirit, when he is under inspiration, don't you doubt that. Or a worse thing will come upon you, he said.
Lapho uNkulunkulu ekutshela enye into kuleyi iplatform ngomoya wakhe lapho ngaphansi kokuphefumulelwa ungakuthandabuzi lokho kumbe into embi kakhulu izabuya phezu kwakho wathi.
For Jesus said the last state of that man was 7 times worse than it was at the first place. Is that right?
Ngoba uJesu wathi isimo sokucina salo muntu sasedlula okuphindwe kasikhombisa kulalokho abe sikade siyikho ekuqaleni yikho lokho na.
When the unclean spirit went out of a man, he walked around in dire places, come back with 7 other devils.
Lapho umoya ongcolileyo uphuma emuntwini wahamba ubhoda endaweni ezomileyo waphenduka labanye odevela abayisikhombisa.
So don't you disbelieve, stay right with it. Mean it from your heart.
Ngakho lingekeli ukukholwa, hlalani kanye lakho kutsho khona kuvela enhlizweni yakho.
No sir, I'll not be moved. No matter how sick I get, that doesn't have nothing to do with it.
Uthi hathi umzana angiyikususwa kungenani lokuthi ngigula okunganani lokho kakula lutho lokwenza kanye lakho.
And the first thing you know, you'll be getting clear enough, everything will be all right then. See? It's dead.
Khona ke into yakuqala uyazi uzakube usuhlambulukile yonke into izakube isilungile ke bona sokufile.
The operation that the doctor would have taken from you, that same growth is laying in you with no life in it.
Ukuhlinza udokotela ayabe ekwenzile kuwe leso simila esifanayo sihlezi kuwe singasela impilo kuso.
You say life in it, Brother Branham, want to take my life. No, sir, that life is a separate life from yours.
Wena uthi impilo ngikho mfowethu Branham kuzathatha impilo yami na. Ngathi umzana leyo mpilo yimpilo eyahlukeneyo leyakho.
I've just showed you that you are alive and become a being, and it's alive and becomes a being, and you're of God and it's of the devil.
Ngisanda nje ukukutshengisa ukuthi uyimpilo futhi waba ngophilayo futhi kuyimpilo futhi kuba ngokuphilayo futhi wena ungokaNkulunkulu futhi khona ngokukadeveli.
See what I mean? Demonology. Now you ought to see what that thing looks like when you stand and look at it.
Liyabona lokho engikuchoyo okwamadimoni manje kufanele uyibone leyo nto ukuthi ikhangele kanjani lapho usima futhi uyikhangele.
Oh man, sorry, it's almost 3:30. I'm sorry. Look, friends. Oh, what this world needs.
Oh, mina bo ngiyaxolisa. So kuza kuba ngelesithathu lengxenye ngiyaxolisa. Khangelani bangani. Oh, lokho lumhlaba okudingayo.
I've been about 7 years teaching across America, having these healing services. I've just got a good notion of starting back across the country, teaching the Bible and on demonology, how the people can understand what to do.
Sengile minyaka phose esikhombisa. Ngifundisa ngibhoda iMelika, ngisiba lale zinkonzo zokusilisa. Ngithola nje icebo elihle elokuqalisa emuva ngibhoda elizweni. Ngifundisa iBhayibheli langokwamadimoni ukuthi abantu bengazwisisa njani lokho okukwenza.
That's the reason they go to these meetings all times and fellows, if you don't understand the people come out and many times.
Futhi yiso isizathu besiya kule imhlangano izikhathi eziningi futhi umfo nxa ungakuzwisisi abantu bayaphuma futhi ezikhathini eziningi.
Now remember that fellow that came and said he had a gift of divine healing. The gift of divine healing was in you if you got healed. It's you the one.
Manje kumbula leyo nsizwa eyabuya yathi futhi yathi yayile sipho sokusilisa kukaNkulunkulu. Isipho sokusilisa kukaNkulunkulu sasikuwe nxa usilisiwe nguwe wena.
Any gift operates by faith. And no matter how much the gift of divine healing I got, I believe it with all my heart.
Loba siphi isipho sisebenza ngokholo futhi loba ngilesipho esinganani sokusilisa kukaNkulunkulu engilaso ngiyakukholwa ngenhliziyo yami yonke.
But you could stand here and if you haven't got the same kind of faith, it don't do you no good. I could pray for you for hours and weeks and months.
Kodwa ungama lapha futhi nxa ungelalo uhlobo olufanayo lokholo kakukwenzeli okuhle. Ngingakukhulekela okwamahola lamaviki lezinyanga.
It isn't the preachers with the divine healing. It's you that's got the gift of divine healing that believes in being healed.
Kaisibo bachumayeli abalokusilisa kukaNkulunkulu. Nguwe wena olesipho, olesipho sokusilisa kukaNkulunkulu. Lo okholwa ekuthini usilile.
Because it's by faith, every operation of God is by faith.
Ngoba kungokholo, ngokholo, konke ukusebenza kukaNkulunkulu kungokholo.
The whole armor of God's by faith. We haven't got one natural thing of this world. Everything of the Christian church is a faith act.
Izikhali zonke zikaNkulunkulu zingokholo. Kasilanto eyodwa yemvelo yalomhlaba. Yonke into eyebandla lamaKristu yisenzo sokholo.
Look at the armor of God. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness, patience.
Khangela izikhali zikaNkulunkulu. Uthando, injabulo, ukuthula, ukubekezela, ukulunga, ububele, ubumnene, ukubekezela.
Is that right? Everything's supernatural, nothing natural. So we don't look at the things natural because we're operating supernatural.
Yiko lokho na, yonke into engaphezu kwemvelo, akula okwemvelo, ngakho kasikhangeli ezintweni zemvelo, ngoba sisebenza ngokuphezu kwemvelo.
And the only way we can base it is faith is on what God said was the truth, and we look at the unseen.
Futhi indlela kuphela esingakusekela ngayo lukholo kulokho uNkulunkulu akuthoyo ukuthi kuliqiniso futhi sikhangela kokungabonwayo.
And we call those things which are not as though they were, like Abraham did when God did. Amen.
Futhi siyabiza izinto lezo ezingekho njengokuthi zikhona. Jenga lokhu Abraham akwenzayo futhi wakuthola. Amen.
Abraham called those things which was not like God did as though they were. Being 100 years old, staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief.
Abraham wabiza izinto lezo ezazingekho njenga lokhu uNkulunkulu akwenzayo njengokuthi zazikhona. Ele minyaka elikhulu yobudala kathandabuzanga ezithembisweni zikaNkulunkulu ngokungakholwa.
I can just imagine that, couldn't you? See, Sarah, get up in the morning. God said, Abraham, tell Abraham you go to have the baby.
Ngangicabanga lokho. Ngawungeke lawe. Bona uSarah evuka ngenye ikuseni. UNkulunkulu wathi, Abraham, what? Abraham, uzakuba lomntwana.
Sarah, God said, how you feeling, Sarah? This is a mixed multitude, but listen.
USarah waphakama wathi, uzwa njani Sarah, leli lixuku elihlangeneyo kodwa lalela.
No different. Well, glory to God, we're going to have it. Go get the bird eye and the pins and everything, get ready.
Kagula mehluko, aw uduma kuNkulunkulu, siza kuba laye. Hamba uyethatha ispenete, futhi lamaphini, la yonke into, lungiselela.
All right, another month passed. Sarah, how you feeling? No different.
Kulungile, enye inyanga, yedlula. Sarah, uzwa njani? Kagula mehluko.
Year passed. Sarah, what about it? No different. 10 years passed. No different. 25 years passed. No different.
Umnyaka wedlula. Sarah kuthini khona. Kakula mehluko. Minyaka elichumi yedlula. Kakula mehluko. Iminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu yedlula. Kakula mehluko.
Abraham, instead of getting weak, he got stronger and stronger. He knows it's going to be more of a miracle all the time.
Abraham kulokuthi abe buthakathaka. Waqina lokuqina. Wazi ukuthi kwakuza kuba ngokwesimanga sonke isikhathi.
Because he believed God and he staggered out of the promise of God through unbelief.
Ngoba wakholwa uNkulunkulu futhi kazange athandabuze esithembisweni sikaNkulunkulu ngokungakholwa.
He said, we're going to have it. One morning the womb of Sarah began to swell and little Isaac was born because Abraham believed God.
Wathi siza kuba laye futhi ngenye ikuseni isisu sikaSarah saqala ukukhukhumala futhi uIsaka omncinyane wazalwa ngoba uAbraham wakholwa uNkulunkulu.
And he looked at the things as counted those things that was not as though as they were.
Futhi wakhangela ezintweni futhi wabala izinto lezo ezazingekho njengokuthi zazikhona.
Not by feelings, not by sight. You don't walk by feelings or sight, it's by faith.
Hachi ngemizwa, hachi ngokubona, gawukhambi ngemizwa. Kumbe ngokubona kungokholo.
And when God has pronounced anything, said whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive it, then hold on to it. God said so, it's got to be so. Amen. Demons.
Futhi lapho uNkulunkulu esekhulume ulutho, what loba yiziphi izinto ozicelayo lapha ukhuleka khola uzazemkela khona ke ubusu bambelela kikho uNkulunkulu watho njalo ufanele kube njalo. Amen. Amadimoni.
Faith in the Father.
Ukholo kubaba, ukholo kundodana. Ukholo kumoya ongcwele, okuthathu koyedwa. Amadimoni azaquqa lezoli zivuke. Ukholo kuJehova loba yini
into. Oh my. Certainly it is. Have faith in God. Look to him. Don't you move. Stay right there. God said so.
Yikho kanye, oh mina bo, ngeqiniso kuyikho, iba lokholo kuNkulunkulu. Khangela kuye, unganyakazi, hlala khona lapho, uNkulunkulu watsho njalo.
Demons, what are they? They're spiritual beings.
Futhi amadimoni ayini? Angokuphilayo okomuya.
Now the doctor says, you got cancer, you got TB, you got cataract, you got pleurisy, you got this, it's a devil.
Manje udokotela uthi, ulemvukuzane, ulofuba, ulamaqolo emehlweni, uvuvuka amaphaphu, ulalokho kungutheveli.
It's a life. And behind that life is a spirit.
Kuyimpilo. Futhi ngemva kwaleyo mpilo ngumoya.
How many knows and can see that a cancer, cataract, it's a spirit, got life in it?
Bangaki abakwaziyo futhi abakwanisa ukubona ukuthi imvukuzane amaxolo amehlo kule kungumoya olempilo kiwo.
Well, nothing can have life without spirit, you see. So there has to be a life to operate that somewhere.
Aw, ngakula okungaba lempilo kungela moya, uyabona? Ngakho kufanele kube lempilo ukusebenzisa lokho kwenye indawo.
Even that tree there has life in it. All the science in the world couldn't make one blade of grass. Did you know that?
Loba leso sihlahla lapho silempilo phakathi kwaso. Yonke isayensi emhlabeni yayingeke yenze uluthi olulodwa lotshani. Belikwazi lokho.
They make something look like it, but they can't find the formula of life. That's God.
Benza enye into ikhangeleke njengabo, kodwa kabangeke bathole umlayo wempilo lo nguNkulunkulu.
See? Jesus said to the tree, cursed be you. You don't have any fruit and you'll never have any.
Bon, uJesu wathi esihlahleni, uqalekisiwe wena. Kawula sithelo futhi kawusoze ube laso.
It passed back by that's about 8 o'clock at morning, passed back about 11 o'clock as he's going to dinner.
Baphenduka ngalapho. Kwase uzakuba lihola lesifica munwe mbili nta. Leyo kuseni badlula khonapho phose ngehola lechumi. La nyenta lapho besiya ekudleni kwemini.
Peter said, look at that tree. It's dead from the roots up. Why? Jesus rebuked the life that was in that tree that was in the roots and the whole thing died. Hallelujah!
Petro wathi, khangela, leso sihlahla, sesifile, kusukela ezimpandeni sisiya phezulu. Ngani? UJesu wakhuza impilo, eyayisesihlahleni leso. Leyo, yayisempandeni futhi, into yonke yafa. Hallelujah!
Same Christ can rebuke a cancer from the roots and the whole thing alive.
Lo Kristu ofanayo engakhuza imvukuzane kusukela empandeni futhi into yonke izakufa.
That tree was standing there just the same as it was hours before, but she finally the leaves begin to drop off, and then she the bark begin to peel off.
Leso sihlahla sasilokho simile lapho sifana lalokho esasiyikho amahola ngemva kodwa. Uyathola amahlamvu aqala ukukhithika futhi ke ubone amaxolo eqala ukuhlubeka.
And begin to wear away day after day and week after week and after a while there wasn't even one speck of that tree left. Hallelujah!
Futhi le saqala ukujujuka usuka ngosuku leviki ngeviki futhi emva kwesikhatshana lapho kwakungasela ngitsho okuncane kwaleso sihlahla. Okseleyo. Hallelujah.
Cancer, tumor, cataract, or anything else will have to go when Christ speaks. He cast out devils.
Imvukuzane, ithumba, amaxolo, amehlo, kumbe okunye okuthile, kuzafanele kusuke lapho uKristu ekhuluma uyaqotha udeveli.
He said, "In my name they shall cast out devils. Speak with new tongues, take up serpents or drink deadly things, will not harm them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover."
Futhi wathi, ebizweni lami bazaxotsha odeveli, bakhulume ngendimi ezintsha, babambe izinyoka, kumbe banathe izinto ezibulalayo, kaziyikubalimaza. Nxa bebeka izandla zabo kwabagulayo, bazophola.
You love him? I'm sorry I kept you an hour here this afternoon sitting here. You love the Lord?
Liyamthanda yena, ngiyaxolisa, ngiligcine okwehola lapha limini, lihlezi lapha. Liyayithanda inkosi.
What's going to happen now if you accept Christ as your healer and believe in your heart that something has happened to you? And you believe you're healed? Are you going to believe that you're healed?
Kuyini okuza kwenzakala manje nxa umamukela uKristu njengomsilisi wakho futhi ukholwe enhlizweni yakho ukuthi enye into yenzakele kuwe futhi ukholwe ususilile, uza kukholwa ukuthi ususilile.
Don't let the devil pin nothing else on you. Just keep on.
Ungavumeli udeveli enamathisela ulutho kuwe, qhubeka nje usiya.
Doctor say, "Doctor, how does it look?" He said, "Why, it's still there." In your heart, you know what's happened.
Udokotela uthi dokotela, kukhangele kanjani? Wathi ngani? Lokho kusasekhona enhlizweni yakho. Uyakwazi lokho okwenzakalayo.
First thing you say, "Say, wonder what happened to that thing." And say, "Look, doctor, I'm going to tell you. Here's what happened. Jesus Christ healed me." That's right. Jesus Christ healed me.
Into yokuqala, uyakwazi uthi ngiyamangala ukuthi kwenzakaleni entweni leyo. Khona ke uthi, "Khangela dokotela, ngiza kutshela. Nanku okwenzakaleyo. UJesu Kristu ungisilisile. Yiko kanye uJesu Kristu ungisilisile."
All right, let's bow our heads just a moment. Brother Willis, would you come here just a minute, brother?
Kulungile, kasikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu okwesikhatshana nje. Mfowethu Willet, ungabuya lapha okomzuzu mfowethu.
Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the blood of Christ, and maybe sometimes that thy servant, Lord, doesn't use wisdom to speaking so long.
Manje, Baba osezulwini, siyakubonga ngegazi lika Jesu Kristu. Futhi mhlawumbe kwesinye isikhathi ukuthi inceku yakho, Nkosi, kayisebenzisi inhlakanipho ngokukhuluma okude kangaka.
But I maybe feel like Paul that preached all night one night. A little fellow fell out of the window and got killed.
Kodwa mhlawumbe ngingabe ngisizwa njengoPaulu owachumayela ubusuku bonke, ngobunye ubusuku insizwa encane yawa ngakwesefasteleni futhi yafa.
And that apostle with the word of God in his life went and laid his body over the boy. Life come in him and he lived again.
Futhi lo mpostuli kanye lelizwi likaNkulunkulu empilweni yakhe, wahamba walalisa umzimba wakhe phezu komfana, impilo yabuya kuye futhi waphila njalo.
Dear God, I realize that the sunset of this great civilization is now setting. Way past spent, the middle of the day is gone, the evening shadows are falling.
Nkulunkulu othandekayo, ngiyananzelela ukuthi ukutshona kwelanga lale impucuko enkulu sekutshona kathesi, sekudlulile kwaphela. Iphakathi yemini isidlulile, amathunzi antambama asesiwa.
Great light is breaking forth from the kingdom of God to take its place of this gross darkness coming on the earth.
Okukhulu ukukhanya kuyaphuma kuvela embusweni kaNkulunkulu ukuzothatha indawo yalobo bunyama obukhulu obuza emhlabeni.
God, I realize I'm getting older every day. Let me go, Lord. Give me strength. Help me to tell this great truth everywhere. Help us tomorrow afternoon that we'll understand more.
Nkulunkulu, ngiyananzelela sengisiba mdala insuku zonke. Ngivumele ngihambe, Nkosi. Ngiphe ukuqina. Ngisize ukukhuluma iqiniso elikhulu ndawo yonke. Sisize kusasa emini ukuthi sizazwisisa okunene.
Dear God, bless this little audience this afternoon.
Futhi Nkulunkulu othandekayo, busisa abalaleli laba abalutshwane limini.
Tonight when they gather in for the healing service, may every man and every woman get to one another and go to talk and say, now here's, don't have any more doubt.
Lobo busuku lapho bebuthana phakathi okwenkonzo yokusilisa makuthi yonke indoda lokwesifazana bahambe komunye njalo beqale ukukhuluma futhi besithi manje nanku I ungabi lokuthandabuza futhi.
We understand where it comes from now. We know it's a devil, and we know when he leaves, he has to come at the command of God. He has to. God's done said so. He has to leave.
Siyazwisisa lapho okuvela khona kathesi. Siyakwazi kungudeveli. Futhi siyakwazi lapho esichiya. Kufanele ebuye ngokulaya kukaNkulunkulu. Kufanele akwenze. UNkulunkulu usevele wakutsho. Kufanele asuke.
Then may they go out happy, rejoicing, claiming their healing. Nothing, let nothing stand in their way anymore. Just go believing.
Konage, mabaphume phandle, bejabula, bethokoza, bethatha ukusiliswa kwabo. Kungela, ungavumeli lutho, lume endleleni yabo, futhi hamba nje ukholo.
God made this little church here and these cooperating churches have a revival after this meeting. Lord, that'll just pack it through and many hundreds of souls be brought into the kingdom of God. Grant it, Father.
Futhi Nkulunkulu, makuthi leli bandla elincinyane lapha futhi lalawo amabandla esisebenzalana lawo babe lemvuselelo emva kwalo umhlangano Nkosi eza kuthwala indlela yonke futhi lamakhulu amanengi emphefumulo alethwe embusweni kaNkulunkulu siphe khona baba.
May men and women here from across the nations and other places, may they take the message back to their churches, may they have an old-fashioned revival. Grant it, Lord. Forgive us of our sins now. Help us to be your servants in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Magut amadoda labesifazana lapha abavela emazweni jikelele futhi lezinye indawo mabathathe umbiko babuyele lawo emabandleni abo futhi mababe lemvuselelo yesidala siphe khona Nkosi sixolele izono zethu kathesi sisize ukuba zinceku zakho ebizweni lika Jesu Kristu. Amen.
I wonder why you're sitting here. Is there a sinner in the building today would say, Brother Branham, remember me in prayer, will you? Will you raise up your hand? Is there a sinner person? I don't.
Ngingazi lapho uhlezi lapho. Kungaba lesoni esakhiweni lamuhla. Esingathi mfowethu Branham, ngikhumbule emkhulekweni. Ungaphakamisa isandla sakho. Kungaba khona umuntu oyisoni kanye.
God bless you, lady. Is there, God bless you, sir. You. God bless you. I wonder if you... Now, this is to you.
UNkulunkulu akubusise nina. Engaba khona. UNkulunkulu akubusise numzana. Wena, lawe. UNkulunkulu alibusise. Ngingazi nqali. Manje, lokhu sokukuwe.
See, I don't believe in going back in the audience. I don't criticize others who do it. I don't believe in going in the audience and trying to pull someone. See?
Bon, kangikholwa ekubuyeleni kubalaleli. Kangiba cothozi abanye abakwenzayo. Kangikholwa ekuyeni kubalaleli futhi ngizame ukudonsa omunye umuntu. Bon.
No man can come except the Father who's drawn him. See? That's right. You're just pulling him up there against his will. See?
Akula muntu ongabuya ngaphandle. Ubaba lo omdonsileyo. Bon. Yiko kanye uyamdonsa nje lapho kumelana lentando yakhe bona.
But if God knocks at your heart, you're the greatest privileged person in the world. You just don't know how many people I've talked to.
Kodwa nxa uNkulunkulu eqoqoda enhlizweni yakho ungumuntu olenhlanhla enkulu emhlabeni kawukwazi nje ukuthi bangaki abantu engikhulumelayo.